You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
It's December 6th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We have one academic now openly calling for the UN to use military force to enact climate change agenda, coming from the UN. Of course they're going to do this. There's no doubt. The only issue is when. And, of course, they have a date by which they want to have this all complete. That date is 2030. As I've said many times, if you don't have a date for your goal, it is simply a wish. And these people are very accomplished. They know that they have to have a date certain, and they've given us that date over and over again. The date they're going to have you locked up in the cities. The date that they will have complete control over and be able to track your every movement. The date when you'll have no free speech, when you'll have no firearms to defend yourself against criminals or against a criminal government. The date in which they will tell you where you can live and how you can live, whether you can have air conditioning, whether you can have meat, what you can eat, and so forth. This is the agenda that they have. And the justification for this, of course, is this nebulous climate change, for which their models do not work. Proven to fail. We've even covered up, though, when it was exposed, the fact that they said, our models are not working. We've got to hide the fact that the temperature is declining and that there's no connection between CO2 and temperature. Got to hide that. And they were able to do that. We had courts step in and say, no, you can't see their data. They can make these wild claims, and they don't have to show you any of the data that supports these policies. Just think about the fact that we have had the nationalization of everything in America, because you got to make everything, you got to use every problem to increase the size of government, and every problem is being turned into increasing the size of the federal government. And now they're just using that same approach. You've got to have a global problem if you're going to have an excuse for a global government. I mean, this is just something that's too big for individual countries to be able to solve. So we've got to have the UN come in and solve this. And that means you're going to have a global tax to fund that global government. And the global government isn't a government if it can't enforce its policies by force. By force. It means a global police force, a global military, however you want to view this. So now we have a professor at the University of Copenhagen saying the current way we talk about climate is one side or the other side. One side is those who want to do something, and the other are the deniers who say that we shouldn't do anything. Now, I'm not denying that you should take action. I'm denying that there's a reason for you to take action. I'm saying that this entire narrative is BS. He believes that quite soon, however, another battle will replace it. Politicians that do something will be challenged by critics demanding policies actually add up to realistic solutions. When decision makers, after delaying for so long, suddenly try to find a shortcut to realistic action, climate change is likely to be securitized. What is that? That is a euphemism for weaponized, militarized. The UN Security Council could, in principle, tomorrow decide that climate change is a threat to international peace and security. We've already had the Pentagon tell us that the biggest threat to us is not Russia. It's not China. It's not radical Islam. It's not open borders. It's climate change, says our own Pentagon. So, quote, a global dictatorship justified by a climate hoax. Does it get any more sinister? Ask American thinker who reported on this. And then asks, so what would be the carbon footprint of a military invasion? Oh, who cares, right? We don't care about that. Just like we don't care about the carbon footprint of the 25,000 politicians and the 1,500 journalists who traveled to Madrid, Spain, where Nancy Pelosi says we're still in it. And we're talking about what else they're doing as the run-up to the Civil War. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, December the 6th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. I was just talking about the article on New American UN military action to enforce the climate change agenda. Yes, this is being called for now by academics. At some point, they said the U.N. Security Council could, in principle, and should decide that climate change is a threat to international peace and security. We're hearing this increasingly. It's the greatest threat to us. Even our own Pentagon is saying that. Greatest threat. Greater than threats from Russia, China, Islam, North Korea. No, no, it's climate change. That's our greatest threat. So we're going to use the military to force you to change. They're going to change everything about your lifestyle. They're going to change your life expectancy. They're not going to protect the border. That's not what the military is going to be used for. Have you figured that out yet by now? A global dictatorship based on a climate hoax. You know, when we look at this, I'm telling you, as we talked about yesterday, the law enforcement officer, very rational, balanced person, saying, yeah, I am a plainclothes officer. I hear this all the time from people. They're very concerned about what the Democrats are doing in Virginia, announcing that they're going to take guns from everybody, confiscate them, because I'm not going to be a part of that, because I know these people are ready to fight to keep that from happening. And so, quite frankly, I know a lot of other officers who feel the same way. I'll just take my young family, and we'll leave this state if that happens. Well, where are you going to go if this happens worldwide or nationwide even? Yeah, that is what's coming. But when you look at guns, let me tell you, just take a look at what happened in France with the yellow vest. Take a look at what's going on in Santiago, Chile, where they were going to have this climate pageant. I'm not even going to dignify it to call it a conference. It's a pageant. It's a propaganda piece. They were going to have it in Chile, at the capital, Santiago. And the people there are concerned about the austerity. I can't afford a car, so I'm riding the subway. It's the only way that I can get around anymore because I'm so impoverished. And now you've raised the subway fares. Just like the people in France were saying, I can't afford to live in Paris. I have to commute out, and now you're making it impossible for me to commute. You've increased taxes and fees. You've got bans and so forth. And so they're going to riot. You take away the bread out of people's mouths, and they absolutely will fight. And they will fight even if they don't have guns. And the globalists better understand this. Better take a look at this. But let's take a look at what they're doing with guns, of course. Article Zero Hedge points out gun control groups behind the bogus police think tank to disarm Americans. Yeah, this is being pushed not only by Bloomberg. We've talked a lot about Bloomberg's groups. But there's a police think tank that has been working hand in glove with Michael Bloomberg. Between 2001 and 2017, this organization called PERF stands for Police Executive Research Forum, PERF. It's a D.C. think tank. And what do they do? Well, they want to militarize and federalize the police. And, of course, they want gun confiscation. So between 2001 and 2017, PERF received a combined $35.2 million in funding from federal, state, and local governments in the form of grants and contracts. PERF receives millions more annually in the form of fees that they charge for training officers and for conference registrations. PERF policies have resulted in a soft federalization of policing, with training courses that yield almost zero flexibility for officers in the field. You want to know where this shoot first curriculum is coming from? This type of thing. This type of organization. Going back years ago, when you had that shameful video of the man who was homeless and camping out in the hills outside of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and the police engaging him for a long period of time. He didn't want to come back. The guy may have had mental issues, typically the homeless do. But eventually, they shot him and then stuck the dogs on him and killed him. But not before they let the dogs chew on him for a while. It was shameful. And you had one officer who was with the New Mexico Police Academy resign. He said, they have changed the curriculum. It is now a shoot-first curriculum. They don't train officers. They don't seek officers who have negotiating skills or even have the skills to subdue somebody using their own physical ability, martial arts or whatever. No, if they have an issue, you know, they hire a bunch of people who are not physically fit, and then they train them that if they are concerned whatsoever, they're justified to use lethal force against anybody for any reason. And that's coming out of Washington. It's coming out of groups like PERF. PERF has also pushed to restrict civilian firearms ownership at every juncture, reports FNShooter.com. PERF was one of the major backstops for New York City Mayor Bloomberg and his first foray into gun control. The push to repeal legislation protecting the privacy of gun owners' personal information was spearheaded by Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns. Remember that? They replaced that. They rebranded it in 2014 to Everytown for Gun Safety. Why did they do that? Well, as FM Shooter points out, why was Mayors Against Illegal Guns renamed? Well, because the mayors, some of the mayors believe the organization didn't target illegal guns, only legal guns. But the real kicker was when some mayors in the group faced charges for illegally possessing guns themselves. So Bloomberg was rebranding his gun control efforts. And as he was doing that, the guy who was head of PERF, Wexler, remained their executive director. And in 2017, he pushed back against one of the only good causes, as FM Shooter reports it, championed by Jeff Sessions. That is that police would assist in enforcing immigration laws. So they push back against that, but they support restrictions on firearm magazine capacity, universal background checks, red flag gun laws, micro-stamping technology in all new firearms, opposition to allowing suppressors, that is commonly called silencers, if you will, a reinstatement of Senator Feinstein's assault weapons ban, where she said, you know, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn in your guns. I want door-to-door gun confiscation. We look at all of that. And this is all coming out and ramping up again as just yesterday. And I missed the anniversary yesterday, although I saw it later in the afternoon. Missed the anniversary of the ending of alcohol prohibition. And now we're ready to go into, well, we already are well into prohibition of speech and prohibition of firearms. Prohibition of private vehicles is well underway in many areas of Europe. They've already banned private vehicles, unless they're the electric form, right? That's coming too as well. It was January the 17th, 1920 to December the 5th, 1933. Just under 14 years. How long has our war on drugs been going? Well, from 1971 on, with no end in sight. 48 years and counting. That's at least 3.5 times the length that alcohol prohibition ran. But here's the numbers that you really need to remember. 9, 10, 18, and 21. It's very easy to remember. These are the amendments to the Constitution that say that the war on drugs is illegal. The 9th and 10th Amendment, that should be pretty easy for you to remember. But then 18 and 21, just think of it as the drinking ages, right? That's the way I remember it. And the 18th Amendment was necessary. It was necessary to amend the Constitution because the 9th and 10th Amendment make it clear that they don't have the power to prohibit anything like that. Anything. And that includes drugs that you take for medicinal use. So that means the FDA has no authority either. Just like the DEA has no constitutional authority. And then they made it legal again in 21. Where is the amendment to the Constitution to prohibit anything in the war on drugs? Like marijuana or anything else? No. It is a UN agenda. Which brings us back to where we started. The UN agenda right now is climate change. What are they going to do to our country? They don't have to get rid of the Constitution. They can just ignore it. Or a civil war. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I don't have to tell you that America is in a war for its actual survival. And we're at war against a group that's trying to conquer our very spirit, our very essence, that's trying to break our will, trying to destroy our families, trying to literally poison us physically and psychically at a spiritual level. Well, InfoWars is fighting back, but it takes money to stand against the globalist onslaught and to be able to put the reporters on the ground and build the infrastructure to tell the truth in the face of their lies. That's why we're running giant Cyber Week specials, the biggest of the year, the biggest of our history. Don't do your shopping with the big globalist box stores that hate your guts and are financing gun control and all the rest of it. Don't do your shopping with the New World Order, Amazon. Do it with InfoWars Store. Get high-quality supplements. Get high-quality air filtration, water filtration, Patriot apparel, and so much more. And every order gets a whole bunch of free InfoWars bumper stickers to spread the word. Take action, folks. Twilight is here. The sun is setting on 2019, and we hurtle into the year 2020, only 330 days out from this incredibly historic election. And it's more important than ever to pray for President Trump and to pray for his provision and his protection. He's completely surrounded. And to pray for him to have discernment and to be bold and to take action and not listen to the advisors that tell him to hold back, and that if he goes after the deep state, that they'll remove him from office. They're trying to remove him regardless, because they know that God put him in office and that he's going to continue his work, and he's going to continue exposing them and bringing them down. But that if he doesn't execute in that office that God's given him, that the globalists could win. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time more than ever to pray for President Trump, and please pray for InfoWars, and please pray for all the children being targeted by the globalists. Thank you, and God bless you all. The last few days I've been online looking for the speech. I actually read it in a book about Winston Churchill many years ago, and I've found a few places where it's mentioned, but if you can find it, please send it to showtips@infowars.com. And he talked about in the darkest hours at the beginning of World War II, the fact that there have been times in history where people had a chance to stand up and fight early on and were assured of victory. Then there was a second point in history where folks have to fight even though the chances of winning are pretty steep. There's a third time when you know you're going to lose, but you have to fight because being enslaved and being slowly killed is much, much worse. That's a paraphrase. But ladies and gentlemen, we are in the position now of being able to win this easily if we find our spirit, find our focus, and don't give up and take action. But if we don't stand up and get involved, we're going to skip number two and go right to number three. That's a fact. They fear InfoWars because we are alive. It's time for the world to awaken and take back our future. If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, as we look at the New York Times, they're arguing that the Democrats should not pass the USMCA simply because it would help Trump. And I said, you know, if you want to look at the difference between the Democrats and Trump, you take a look at the Paris Climate Accord. We're still in, says Nancy Pelosi to the people in Madrid. We're still in the Paris Climate Accord. No, you're not. Never were. Never legally, but they don't care what the law is, as you see with these impeachment trials. They don't care what the Constitution says. They don't care that you have to have ratification of a treaty to be in. They also don't care that Constitution is a supreme law, and it can't be amended by a treaty, as Richard Proctor has pointed out. And of course, he's going to be our guest in the third hour today. We're going to talk about some of these issues again. But if you could amend the Constitution by passing a treaty, that means that, you know, just one other country could come in and say, yeah, we agree with, you know, the Senate that we're going to change the way that you're structured. And we, quite frankly, have gotten pretty close to that. We now have federal judges at the Supreme Court and elsewhere who are not elected, not accountable, and they look to foreign law to make their decisions and then say, our decisions are the law now, the law of land, and we have effectively modified the Constitution. That's not true. But just to give you an idea of how crazy the Democrats have become and how this is going to be their political destruction. New York Times writer says Democrats shouldn't pass USMCA because it would help Trump. Passing a bill only validates his claim that he's an expert deal maker. So burn down America, scorched earth policy, in order to get Trump. That's what the New York Times is selling. Because let's understand that the USMCA is simply a weaker version of NAFTA. It doesn't solve the biggest problem with NAFTA. It is a multilateral trade agreement, which President Trump has always said is a bad deal, and he's right about that. You do bilateral agreements, trade agreements, to keep from destroying your sovereignty. But just like NAFTA, it retains all the sovereignty destroying mechanisms that are going to arbitrate this treaty. Even though, as I pointed out, even though we take a look at the two of these so-called treaties, the Paris Climate Accord as well as USMCA, what the Democrats are offering is austerity and destruction of the economy. What President Trump is offering with USMCA, even though it doesn't address the sovereignty issue, it does offer things like more content produced of cars domestically, 75% up from 62.5% under NAFTA. It would also require that 40 to 45% of automotive content be made by workers who are earning at least $16 an hour, and on. It's got some stuff in there for farmers and for dairy products and so forth. So there's some good things in there, at least. It doesn't address the fundamental flaw of NAFTA, and it is still fundamentally flawed, but it is something that gives us at least a short-term benefit over what is there right now, unlike the Paris Climate Accord, which does nothing to address global climate change if you believe that it is caused by man-made emissions coming from coal factories and so forth. It allows China to continue to add a coal generation plant every week without any pollution controls. Same thing with India. Don't tell me you're solving global climate change when you allow that. No, you're simply moving, shifting economic resources from America and Europe to China and India. So it's simply an austerity program for us. And that's what the Democrats want. They want you poor because they want to control your life. Now, President Trump is trying to offer you some short-term benefits here. And he's ignoring the sovereignty issues. And that's the problem, because these short-term benefits are going to be just a sugar high. It will make many of these industries less effective, but it is essentially a long-term cancer on us in terms of the loss of sovereignty. Nevertheless, burn it down. Don't let him have any victory, say the Democrats. Burn down this country in order to get to Trump. And when we look at this article by the Mises Institute, it's actually written by Ryan McMakin, how to avoid civil war. Because you can see it coming, can't you? I can see it coming very clearly. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. And he says you got to do it through decentralization, nullification, maybe even secession. He said there's going to come a day when President Trump is going to leave office. They could impeach him. They could defeat him in the election. Even if they don't, he could die, or even if that doesn't happen in his next term or so. He's got a limit, right? He's going to only be there for another 4 years, even if he regains election. So what's going to happen when he leaves? Well, Ryan McMakin says it's easy to imagine that the anti-Trump parties will use their return to power as an opportunity to settle scores against the rubes and deplorables that they hate so much, who dared to oppose their betters in Washington, D.C. It's a great way to put it. But I would disagree, and I would say, no, actually, they're not waiting. They're already settling their scores with rubes and deplorables. Just look at what they did in InfoWars here. Look at what they did to General Flynn, to Roger Stone, to Julian Assange. Who's standing in their way? Certainly not President Trump. Yeah, he's accomplished some good things. But there are structural issues that are there, and he has pulled back when it comes to protecting these other issues. The First Amendment will be in peril like never before. Well, it is right now. Speech, religious freedom are being shut down left and right. Second Amendment will hang by a thread. It is right now. Even President Trump saying we got to take the guns, do the due process later. No, we don't. You always, always do the due process before you take anything from the American people. That's what the Constitution says, President Trump. The FBI and the CIA will go to even greater lengths to ensure the voters never again allowed to elect anyone who doesn't receive the explicit imprimatur of the American intelligence community. What do you think Election Guard is for? What do you think News Guard is for? It's going to control what you see and hear. Election Guard comes right from the intelligence community, the Pentagon, DARPA, partnering with Microsoft. Oh, they're going to guard all the electronic voting. Yeah, right. Yeah, they're going to rig it. Anyone who objects to the deep state's wars on either Americans or foreigners will be denounced as stooges of foreign power. Trump has not dismantled the welfare state. He's not slashed or even failed to increase the military budget. His fights with the deep state are largely based on minor issues. Nevertheless, his sin is that he lacks enthusiasm for the full-on authoritarianism of these people in Washington. And for that, President Trump must be destroyed. Must be destroyed, they say. This is a recipe for civil war. And we'll talk about how we pull that back when we come back. Stay with us.
Driving into the operations center this morning, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I need to reach directly out to the audience and just spell out the facts. When you spend your money at places like Dick's Sporting Goods, you're financing a group that gives huge amounts of money to gun control, disarming you and your family. And then when you go down the list and look at these companies like Walmart, did you know they're doing the same thing now? Did you know that almost every big box store, including Target, they're the worst, are actually funding the transgender movement targeting children? Do you know what Jeff Bezos and Amazon's up to?
Ladies and gentlemen, it'll make your head spin. Why in the hell are we supporting these people? Why are you going to buy your Christmas presents for your family from these institutions that hate America and hate your guts? Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and get great products. And then rest assured, you're funding the resistance. You're funding the voice of liberty in the face of tyranny. Please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Cyber Week is here with the biggest sales of 2019. Amazing products that will change your life, guaranteed. Not only will the products make you healthier, happier, more focused, more energized, they will fund the InfoWars operation into the critical year of 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people notice I've lost weight. I have more focus. There's more of a sparkle in my eye. And it's because I've been taking the 8-pack power stack in the morning and at night. I've been taking X2 and X3. I've been taking Brain Force Plus. Quite frankly, I can't take Turbo Force. It's just too powerful. I have been taking the fish oil and the krill oil when I go to sleep at night, and it's totally energized my life. I know our products work, but I'm like everybody else. I use them, then I forget about them. Ladies and gentlemen, these products are amazing. There's huge sales, triple Patriot points, free shipping, 50 to 70% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Cyber Week is here. Sometimes the right thing to do is the easy thing to do. It's the healthy thing to do. It's the thing that makes all of our lives better. And that's taking care of our individual health. And it's never been easier to do the right thing this Christmas season than to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the highest quality supplements that are life-changing in what they will do for you and your family's body, your outlook on life, your focus, your health, your stamina, your libido. But then, of course, it also funds the InfoWar that is so incredibly critical. Where else can you spend your hard-earned money knowing that it's a true 360 win? Ladies and gentlemen, don't spend your money with the big box stores and the big, you know, globalist online merchants who literally are working against you and your family's future. Spend your money on high-quality products and have huge savings, and don't fight the big crowds and the traffic at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Please make the right decision. My phone has been ringing off the hook. Dozens and dozens of people have called me. I've gotten all these text messages. The office phone's ringing off the hook. Emails are flooding in. And they're saying, can you believe it? 300 Trump ads that were going to run tens of millions of times were pulled by Google. And then it turns out it was done over the summer. Folks, I live this every day. I read the news like nobody else probably. And they have been hitting hundreds of congressional candidates and members of Congress. They've been going after governors, state reps. It's been a reign of terror. Last week, they wouldn't let Melania Trump images be sent out, saying it was hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, this is beyond censorship. It's total information control. It has to all go through a filter, and that's what AI allows, is what I call information singularity. Not empowering information, but holding it all in like the One Ring of Mordor. Trump must act now or they will steal this election.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's your move. And now, The David Knight Show.
I was talking about the article from Mises, Ryan McMakin, the Mises Institute, Libertarian Economic and Its Orientation. I don't want to give you his opinion. Mine is slightly different on this, but I agree with him. And the fact that Trump has done some positive things, not a whole lot. He hasn't really come after any of the structural issues to fundamentally change things. He hasn't changed the Federal Reserve, for example. He hasn't done anything to protect the border or end our wars, but he's not been enthusiastic enough for those agendas. And so for that, he must be destroyed. His sin is simply his lack of enthusiasm for those particular things. Maybe that's why he's now talking up NATO. And attacking Emmanuel Macron for questioning whether or not NATO is as senile and useless as Joe Biden. Half the country may soon regard itself as conquered, powerless, and unheard of, and unheard, rather. And that's a recipe for civil war. He's absolutely right. And he goes back to some questions that were written in the Claremont Review of Books by an individual called Angelo Codavilla, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. But let's just look at some of these questions. Let's say, for example, that Texas passes a law that in effect closes down abortion clinics. The U.S. Supreme Court strikes it down. Well, you know, that was Roe v. Wade. What if Texas still closed them? What are they going to do? Send troops down to confront the Texas Rangers? What happens if Utah objects to the boundaries of the national monuments created by decree within its borders? You know, there's been massive land grabs during the Obama administration. Fortunately, that's stopped under President Trump, and I'm glad President Trump hasn't done that. But, you know, what if the state ignored those boundaries? What about prayer in school? Would they send in the armies, you know, bureaucrats, federal troops from Washington? If you wanted to have prayer in school, what would they do with that? What are they doing about the fact that marijuana, we talked about the anniversary of the end of alcohol prohibition. Well, all across the country, states are ending marijuana prohibition, and the feds haven't done anything about that, have they? Why? Well, they know that nobody's going to support that. See, what they have tried to do and what they continue to do with the war on drugs that he doesn't talk about, which kind of surprises me because Mises is typically focused on economic issues. Their real power is not force. The real power of the federal government is bribery. The Federal Reserve is at the core of that, creating this fictitious currency backed by nothing. The petrodollar, whatever you want to call it, the fact that we have the world's reserve currency. And I'm telling you that the handwriting is on the wall. when you've got both the Democrats and the Republicans talking about modern monetary theory, they've turned a corner. They no longer even care about trying to balance the budget or even pretending to. Who cares if we increase the cumulative debt by more than $1 trillion shortfall every year? And you've got to get to the point where, as I've said, why, if they don't care about the annual deficit or the cumulative debt, then why are they bothering to still tax us? And I tell you why. Because they don't want you to have any discretionary income. They've got to have some kind, there's absolutely no connection between a budget anymore. We know that, right? No connection. The link has completely been broken. And the rest of the world is going to call BS on that, and they're going to pop that balloon. But in the meantime, why is it that the Democrats are so desperate to enact things like a 90% tax rate? Because Bernie Sanders is a communist, and these people want to have complete control over you. They want to impoverish you so that they control everything in your life. That's the only reason the Democrats and the Republicans are still taxing us. It doesn't come anywhere close. It hasn't for quite some time. You know, the income tax doesn't. Even without the massive difference there, it's a very, very small amount of the budget that's coming in. So their leverage that they have over everybody is bribery. That's what they do. They don't send the troops down let's say the situation in Texas just a few years ago. We had the state house unanimously say, we're not going to allow the TSA to do body scans or physically manhandle us and our children. Unanimously. And so then you had the lieutenant governor who had worked for the CIA. As soon as he retired, they set him up in the oil industry. He got so rich that he bought the office. Nobody had ever spent that much money to get the office before. He led a revolt in the Senate to shut it down. And so they have their agents in place, but they also said, well, you know, they used economic blackmail. They said, if you don't allow that, we will shut down all flights in and out of Texas. Let's see you do that. We got to have somebody who has the guts not to be bribed by that. And when we look at marijuana, they're not going to come into the different areas where we've had state legislatures and we've had the public referenda, and people said, we're not going to lock people up for marijuana. They still come in and are bribed by the federal government, Jeff Sessions and others, to participate in civil asset forfeiture, telling the police departments, you steal property from people without even charging them with a crime, let alone finding them guilty, and we'll split the loot with you. And you do other things, and we'll give you money. And then the biggest pullback that the feds have used to oppose the fact that more than two-thirds of the states have thumbed their nose at the unconstitutional prohibition of marijuana and all these other drugs. And it is a UN agenda, conservatives. Understand the constitutional issues here. I don't smoke. I don't care about pot. I mean, if my family needed it for medical care, I would do it. I have no reservations about that whatsoever, but I'm not into recreational drugs. I don't want the government telling me what kind of medicine I can have. And they're doing that with stem cells. My family does need stem cells. We used our own stem cells for medical treatment. We booked them and stored them. Now Trump's FDA is saying, no, you can't do that. Why? They've never, ever regulated a biologic in the past. Never. This is a completely new area of regulation that they have staked out for themselves. Why are they doing that? Because the pharmaceutical companies are trying to patent their own stem cell treatments that they take from aborted babies. And they don't want you using your own stem cells to heal your body. It's about the money. And when you go back to marijuana and look at what's happening with that, their biggest approach to shut it down is to say, we're not going to let legal marijuana businesses in these states that have legalized it for either for medical or recreational use. We're not going to allow them to use our banking system. See, it always comes back to the money, doesn't it? The banking system, the Federal Reserve, that's their control over our lives. As Cordovilla talked about this, he said, how are you going to roll this back? He says, not with a direct confrontation. That was a mistake that the Confederate government made, to directly confront them. He said, you just passively pull back. You say, we're not going to cooperate. We will have passive resistance. We will stop enforcing each and every federal law. Such are your rules. You enforce them. I can't stop you, but I'll not help you either. I have an obligation to my local constituents. And that's precisely what happened with the Berlin Wall, if you recall. You had the border guards got tired of shooting people on the orders of their communist masters for trying to escape the country. And it began in a Christian church. They had a candlelight ceremony. They marched through the wall and defied the guards to shoot them, and they refused to do it. But in order for that to happen, we're going to have to go through austerity first. We're going to have to lose the preeminence of this imaginary dollar. Because as long as you can bribe people, they will be willing to shoot you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family and your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com. Cyber Week is here with the biggest sales of 2019. No sales in our history can even approach this. Triple Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, 50 to 70% off. And when you add auto ship to it on the order, a lot of these products
become loss leaders, meaning I'm losing money on them, but bringing in capital so I can fund ourselves into next year. It is critical for folks to take advantage of these sales. If you've ever been on the fence trying some of the products like the protein bars or Turbo Force and the fish oil, now is the time. We've got huge specials on DNA Force Plus, our flagship product, with a free bottle of Brain Force Plus with it. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com during Cyber Week. Now, a lot of these sales will continue through Christmas, but some of them have to end because the products are selling out. InfoWarsStore.com funds the InfoWar. Thank you. The last few days I've been online looking for the speech. I actually read it in a book about Winston Churchill many years ago, and I've found a few places where it's mentioned, but if you can find it, please send it to showtips@infowars.com. And he talked about in the darkest hours of the beginning of World War II, the fact that there have been times in history where people had a chance to stand up and fight early on and were assured of victory. Then there was a second point in history where folks have to fight even though the chances of winning are pretty steep. There's a third time when you know you're going to lose, but you have to fight because being enslaved and being slowly killed is much, much worse. That's a paraphrase. But ladies and gentlemen, we are in the position now of being able to win this easily if we find our spirit, find our focus, and don't give up and take action. But if we don't stand up and get involved, we're going to skip number two and go right to number three. That's a fact. They fear InfoWars because we are alive. It's time for the world to awaken and take back our future. It's shocking but true. 2019 is almost a memory in the rear view mirror. And Cyber Week is here. The best deals of the year. Storewide free shipping, triple Patriot points for the first time ever, 50 to 70% off. Many of these products are loss leaders. We are only 330 days out from the 2020 election. It is an incredible time to be alive. It's an incredible time to still be on the air where almost everybody else has been shut down and censored. Yes, we were the first to be censored because we're such a threat to the globalists, but now, thanks to the infrastructure and your support, we're still on air. But bigger attacks are already happening. More are coming. So please spread the word about the broadcast and fund our operation while getting great products at the same time. True 360 win. Cyber Week is here. Get those Christmas presents for you and your family today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So as I look at what is happening in the future, again, pretty dark outlook, as you just heard. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. You know, there's a, as I've talked to the people from the 10th Amendment many times, and said, you know, the alternative to secession, to civil war, to fight, is basically just nullification. And it can be done any number of levels. You can have the states nullify the federal government. Well, that's going to be difficult because they're always being bribed by the feds. The path of getting elected is to give stuff away to people who give you money, right? And so you can they give you $1,000 and you make sure that they get a $10,000 contract from the government. Well, you have to have that money to spend. Where do you get that money? Well, the federal government and the Federal Reserve, the private Federal Reserve, has this magic money-making machine, the MMT, magic money theory, or the modern monetary theory, they call it, but it's actually the magic money theory. And they can just crank out that $10,000. You get that. That empowers you, right? To get elected, to stay in power, to have friends. And so that's the problem at the state level, and certainly even at the local level. But you can still have sheriffs who will nullify things. You can have juries that will nullify laws for, you know, not convict people, but they come up with other ideas like civil asset forfeiture or taking your kids without even any due process. You don't get a jury trial. So what do you do about that? How do you nullify that? It's going to have to be something that's going to happen at the local level. And like I was saying with the Berlin Wall, when they finally got tired, you know, that ended 30 years ago as well, when they got tired of shooting people who were trying to escape that tyranny, part of it was the fact that they were also broke. As long as we have this magic money machine in Washington, they can continue to bribe the guards to shoot people. It's just that simple. That's one of the reasons why most of the fourth turnings that we see happening are usually accompanied with a massive economic collapse as well. Not something that is a good idea to contemplate, but as we see other approaches being taken, Virginia sheriff is now promising that if necessary to protect the rights of the people in his county, he will make deputies out of them. I will deputize thousands if necessary to protect their right to own firearms, said the sheriff of Culpeper County, Virginia. And as the Nationalist Review points out, he deserves the praise of every American. He does. Good for him. Good for him. And understand that this is a longstanding tradition. What does the posse stand for? You know, we have the posses in the old West movies and so forth. Posse comitatus means the power of the community. So you would have a sheriff and you'd have one or two permanent deputies over there. You know, Chester's there with, you know, the marshal. And when things get out of hand, Marshal Dillon and Chester go out and deputize some people because they've got their own guns and they know how to use them. And they go get the bad guys because you've got to pull the power of the community together. What is the power of the community? It's in their firearms. The power comes out of the barrel of a gun, said Mao. And they understood that in the West as well. So posse comitatus, the power of the community, the idea that you have a posse, a sheriff could deputize everybody if he wants to. That'd be a perfectly legitimate way to do it. You can't disarm my deputies. And you wouldn't want to try that, would you, if everybody... You might want to go away at that point. Now, the Washington Post is getting upset about this. The Washington Post says, wait a minute, you can't have sanctuary cities for the Second Amendment. You can only have that for illegal immigration. And they're calling it, labeling it vigilantism, frontier justice, and so forth, mobs and chaos. No, it's the posse, the power of the community. It's what we were originally organized around. And what they're really trying to do, if you read the article, they're really trying to distinguish between nullifying local laws or federal law. So, in other words, locally, you can nullify federal law locally, they say. But you can't nullify state law. And that's just absolute nonsense. Look, the state officials, as a condition of office, take an oath to the Constitution. The Constitution has clearly delegated power to the federal government to protect the borders. So you cannot say, I'm not going to protect the border. I'm not going to allow the federal government to protect the border. You've already delegated them that power at every level. So if you do that, you lose your authority. However, there is a prohibition for the federal government to take our firearms. And you also, when you swore oath to the Constitution, you swore an oath to the Second Amendment there locally. So, just like you have violated your authority and your oath, you know, you violated your oath, so you now no longer have authority. When you say we're not going to allow protection of the borders, you also violate your oath and destroy your authority if you say we're going to destroy the Second Amendment. It's just that simple. But of course, Washington Post isn't going to tell you that, but I will. speaking of prohibition, just one little interesting tidbit here that I thought was kind of cool. Came from Zero Hedge. Where did we get the term 86? Well, that's something that came out of Prohibition. They said one speakeasy was Chumley's, located at 86 Bedford Street in Manhattan. Police acted as informants to the bartenders at Chumley's. Shortly before a raid, they would call with a message to 86 the customers. In other words, push them out on 86, put them out on the street. You 86 them on 86 Bedford Street in Manhattan. So they would call them up and say, 86 the customers. They'd stop the business. They'd push all the customers out the door. And the term 86th began as a term for putting a stop to illicit business in one bar, but it developed subsequently into a more general term for getting rid of something or refusing service. I was at a convention for libertarian and conservative think tanks, and one organization set up for a joke, a speakeasy. And they were telling everybody, if you want to get in, we're going to set this up like a speakeasy. And, you know, the people that went would dress up like the 1920s and everything. And the password for getting in was you would knock on the door. And when they would open up the little thing, you'd say, I'm here for the alcohol subsidy. ethanol subsidy. Sorry, just ruined the joke. How about that? It's kind of interesting when we look at these different artifacts of prohibition. The biggest artifact of prohibition is what's happened in Afghanistan. We now have the Inspector General for Afghanistan, and this organization has the acronym SIGAR, S-I-G-A-R. And he is saying it has been a total failure, said the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. That's the SIGAR acronym right there, SIGAR. It's been a total failure. In other words, no cigar for the DEA or for the military. He said the DEA has done a yeoman's task. The special Afghan units they've made have made wonderful seizures, and yet nothing is working. How is that? How is it that they haven't 86'd this? Well, actually, they have 86'd it, haven't they? Because they have guarded, just like the police were corrupted by the vice laws, by the prohibition laws, and just like the police have been corrupted in our own war on drugs, and the police will be corrupted if we prohibit guns, the whole thing has been corrupted in Afghanistan. Remember when Geraldo Rivera went there and he showed the report, showed American troops protecting the opioid fields? Now, that may have been flushed off of YouTube now, but we showed that many, many times. And they made the excuse. They said, well, you know, we don't want to disrupt the economy here. The economy had already been disrupted by the Taliban. They had essentially stopped the production of poppies. And we went in and we started guarding the fields, and they started getting record crops. The truth of the fact is the Taliban banned opium production in 2000, left farmers destitute, but it caused a drug production to hit an historic low. Until the U.S. invaded in 2001. Isn't that interesting how that just worked out? You know, you have three buildings, steel skyscrapers fall into their footprints, only two of them even hit by a plane. And then we rescue the opioid industry in Afghanistan. And now we're rescuing the lithium from Afghanistan as well as Bolivia. Production leveled off in 2009 and 10, but it's steadily risen since 2013. We're going to be right back, folks. I'll tell you more about that. Don't forget our Cyber Week special. 75% off many products, free shipping, and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Twilight is here. The sun is setting on 2019, and we hurtle into the year 2020, only 330 days out from this incredibly historic election. And it's more important than ever to pray for President Trump and to pray for his provision and his protection. He's completely surrounded. And to pray for him to have discernment and to be bold and to take action and not listen to the advisors that tell him to hold back, and that if he goes after the deep state, that they'll remove him from office. They're trying to remove him regardless, because they know that God put him in office and that he's going to continue his work and he's going to continue exposing them and bringing them down. But that if he doesn't execute in that office that God's given him, that the globalists could win. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time more than ever to pray for President Trump, and please pray for InfoWars, and please pray for all the children being targeted by the globalists. Thank you, and God bless you all. I don't have to tell you that America is in a war for its actual survival. And we're at war against a group that's trying to conquer our very spirit, our very essence, that's trying to break our will, trying to destroy our families, trying to literally poison us physically and psychically at a spiritual level. Well, InfoWars is fighting back, but it takes money to stand against the globalist onslaught and to be able to put the reporters on the ground and build the infrastructure to tell the truth in the face of their lies. That's why we're running giant Cyber Week specials, the biggest of the year, the biggest of our history. Don't do your shopping with the big globalist box stores that hate your guts and are financing gun control and all the rest of it. Don't do your shopping with the New World Order, Amazon. Do it with InfoWars Store. Get high-quality supplements. Get high-quality air filtration, water filtration, Patriot apparel, and so much more. And every order gets a whole bunch of free InfoWars bumper stickers to spread the word. Take action, folks.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Night Show. Children laughing,
people passing, meeting smile after. Yeah, I was just talking about Afghanistan and the war on drugs. Isn't that interesting? Two of our longest wars all coming together there. We got our war on drugs. It's been going on for 48 years and counting. No sign of an end of that, and nothing in sight there, because even though you've had people nullify the marijuana aspect of it, most people are just passively going along with the unconstitutional UN prohibitions that have been enacted as part of the war on drugs. And then we have the war on terror. They said we went to Afghanistan to stop the guys who were living in caves and flew two planes into steel skyscrapers and took down three steel skyscrapers in just a moment. And as we went there, the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, Mr. Sopko, Cigar is his acronym there. He says, we've made wonderful seizures, and the Afghans, with the cooperation of the DEA, have actually seized more drugs in Afghanistan than I believe we in the United States have seized on the Mexican border. Oh, yeah, we got more troops than Afghanistan. I would expect so, wouldn't you think? Because we don't put any troops on the Mexican border. We're very concerned about Afghanistan's border. We're very concerned about the border of Syria and Turkey and Iraq and all these other, but we don't really care about our border. Isn't that interesting? Maybe somebody should point that out to him, that the Pentagon doesn't care about defending the American border. And of course, this is all just pure BS anyway, because you take a look at it, he says, nevertheless, the amount seized, I think over the last 10 years, is still less than 5% of the crop. 10 years of seizures, he says, and less than 5%. What does that tell you? It tells you they're just taking it away from the people who aren't partnering with them. It's thoroughly corrupt. Again, it is basically shut down by the Taliban. We came in, and it's been bumper crops, record crops every year since. That is the war on drugs. And, of course, at our border, you want to talk about our border, they're going to bring the war on terror and the war on drugs together right there. The drug cartels, terrorist organizations. And so they're not going to use the military. Instead, what they're going to do is they're going to enact draconian surveillance tactics on you, Mr. and Mrs. American. They're going to scan your face. They're going to tell you you've got to get Washington's permission to get a job. And you're going to have the conservatives begging for that kind of stuff. Yes, please give us a national identity card. Please. You know, let's just call it the mark of the beast so that we make it clear. And, cause I don't want my jobs being taken by somebody coming over the border. You'll be begging for it. Betraying the Constitution. Who will protect us from the Patriot Act? As I pointed out, and as, Congressman Thomas Massey pointed out, quietly, while all of this distraction with impeachment was going on, he said, today, while everyone is distracted by the impeachment drama, and this happened, let's see, when did this happen? I covered this when it did. It was a couple of weeks ago. It's before Thanksgiving. While everyone was distracted by impeachment drama, says Thomas Massey, Congressman, he said, Congress today will vote to extend warrantless data collection provisions of the Patriot Act by hiding this language on page 25 of the continuing resolution. They've given us only 72 hours to consider this bill. Isn't that amazing? Where did they get that magic number of 72 hours? It just keeps turning up, you know. You get these bills that are thousands of pages long, and it's always just 72 hours. He said the scam here is that Democrats are alleging abuse of presidential power. while simultaneously reauthorizing warrantless power to spy on citizens that no president should have, in a bill that continues to fund everything that the president is accused of doing and waiving their own rules to do it. That's right. They don't have a problem with the abuse of power because they're doing it themselves. And it's a bipartisan agreement to do that. All right, when we come back, we've got an update on some vaccine information, and we're going to take a look at Joe Biden's Mr. Magoo tour of Idaho. It's full of malarkey. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
My phone has been ringing off the hook. Dozens and dozens of people have called me. I've gotten all these text messages. The office phone's ringing off the hook. Emails are flooding in. They're saying, can you believe it? 300 Trump ads that were going to run tens of millions of times were pulled by Google. And then it turns out it was done over the summer. Folks, I live this every day. I read the news like nobody else probably. And they have been hitting hundreds of congressional candidates and members of Congress. They've been going after governors, state reps. It's been a reign of terror. Last week, they wouldn't let Melania Trump images be sent out saying it was hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, this is beyond censorship. It's total information control. It has to all go through a filter, and that's what AI allows, is what I call information singularity. Not empowering information, but holding it all in like the One Ring of Mordor. Trump must act now or they will steal this election.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's interesting how the UN seems to be at the center of everything. They're at the center of our unconstitutional war on drugs. They demanded it. They created the four schedules. They put the drugs in the four schedules. They did that in 1961. We agreed, kind of like, you know, this Paris Climate Accord. We said, yeah, it's a, kind of agree with that. It's not a formal official treaty, but we kind of agree with it. 10 years later, however, it was enacted into law by Richard Nixon. He called it his war on drugs, but it was the UN. Now they have the climate change agenda. There are calls for the UN to use force. To use the military to do that, you know, they need a global military. Well, they need a global tax first. That's the first step, a carbon tax. And now you have the UN calling, you have a UN official, Sheldon Yett with UNICEF is calling for the UN to crack down on anti-vaccine social media posts. This is the UN calling for social media censorship of anybody talking about vaccine safety. Let that sink in. The UN calling for a crackdown on your free speech. This is coming out of an Irish paper talking about what's going on in Samoa. And as I reported, in Samoa, they had two toddlers who had just turned 1 year old were given the MMR vaccine. Now, the World Health Organization tells you still that pregnant women and children under 1 year old should not be given the MMR vaccine. The World Health Organization says that. But don't worry, they're going to change that insert soon because they've gotten rid of prohibitions for vaccines for pregnant women of other types of vaccines. What Sheldon Yett, the UNICEF representative said was that it is incredibly irresponsible that online platforms such as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram have exacerbated the Samoa measles outbreak by allowing people to talk about vaccine safety. And again, it was because they had a child come in and get a vaccine, a one-year-old child, and the child immediately died. Another mother who was waiting to have her child vaccinated saw that happen. and said, I'm not doing that. I'm leaving. And they said, no, stay here. Everything's fine. We're going to, you know, they forced her to stay. They vaccinated her child, and her child died immediately in her arms. And you can imagine that the people in Samoa were kind of upset about that, and rightfully so. And yet what they're telling people is, if you don't get the MMR vaccine, you're going to die from measles. No, that's still, that is a much, much lower risk. Everybody in my generation had measles, very, very few people. It was unheard of for some, but such a rare occurrence that nobody even considered that to be a risk factor. That's why parents would have parties for people, you know, their kids, just to get it all over with. My wife's family, there were four kids within 3 years of each other because she's a twin. So they would just, somebody in the neighborhood get one of these childhood diseases like measles or chicken pox or whatever. They just, all right, you know, they've got it down the street. Let's all take the kids down there. We'll get it all over with at one time instead of stringing this out. One kid after the other. Let's get all four of them sick at the same time. Nobody worried about that kind of stuff. These are just childhood diseases. They get very serious if you develop that disease later in life. And that is what happens because you only get temporary immunity at best from these vaccines. That's why they're doing them two now, saying we've got to do it three times. You get temporary immunity. That means that there is no such thing as herd immunity. In order to have herd immunity, you have to have permanent immunity. Temporary immunity doesn't do it. That's why you got a lot of patient zeros who've been vaccinated multiple times. So they are telling people, oh, you're going to die. They're, child deaths every day, says this Irish paper, because people are not getting vaccinated. They were very concerned about it. They said the suspicion of vaccines stemmed from a case where two babies died. And the country suspended the vaccination program from MMR for 8 months. 8 months. They eventually pinned it on the nurses. And I say eventually because they say subsequent investigation found there was no problem with the vaccine, but the nurses administering it accidentally mixed it with an anesthetic. I reported on this when it first happened. And when it first happened, they immediately said, without any investigation, it's kind of like the Skripal poisoning there in the UK, right? Oh, it's a Russian nerve gas. We know that. Have you done any tests? No, we haven't done any tests, but we know that it's Vladimir Putin and the Russians. And it's Novichok. Except they didn't die. And so it couldn't have been nerve gas. But nevertheless, just like poisoning there, they came out and immediately said in Samoa when these two kids immediately died after the MMR vaccine, they came out and said, it's not the vaccine. The vaccine is 100% safe. And it's not the hospital. It's the nurses. And we got to find out what those nurses did. And it took them 8 months to pin something on the nurses. At first, they started coming up with a theory. Well, maybe the vaccine wasn't refrigerated properly. And I said, see, there's another risk. They tell you that the vaccine is 100% safe, 100% effective. Those are both lies. But let's just assume that that's true. It still has to be manufactured properly. It still has to be stored properly. And now we find out it's got to be refrigerated properly, right? Oh, but if that doesn't happen, you can't sue the hospitals or the vaccine companies. But you can jail the nurses, and they did eventually. What they said was they'd mixed it with an anesthetic instead of water. They ship it in a concentrated form, and it's supposed to be reconstituted, rehydrated with sterile water. And so they pinned it on the nurses, but they blamed them immediately. They had no idea, and it took an 8-month investigation to figure out that. Now, do you really believe that? I don't really believe that. And then the UN comes back and says, well, you know, informed debate is important, but it is wrong to allow online activists to question the effectiveness of vaccines. Why is that? Why is it wrong to question anything if you're going to have informed debate? That is the kind of doublespeak that is behind the censorship we see everywhere. As we said, it's not going to just be about politics. It's not just about people who support President Trump. It's not just about conservatives. It's about anybody who opposes their wars or the military-industrial complex or vaccines or talks about Christianity. Anything that they don't like, they will shut down. This is why it is so vital, and we really do need your support. We were the first people that they shut down because we do talk about all those things, and they don't want them discussed. The truth will come out. And we're still here telling you the truth. And we really do appreciate your support. Again, take a look at the products that we have at Cyber Week, our special on InfoWarsStore.com. We have many, many products, 50% off some of them, 67% off, like silver bullet colloidal silver. That's 67% off. We have some products that are up to 75% off. We have the Change Your Life Trifecta Pack. You can get X3 Nascent Iodine, Brain Force Plus, an 8-pack power stack. You can save $140 with that. With some of our other items like DNA Force Plus, we have that at 50% off. That is a huge dollar savings. And you also get a free bottle of Brain Force with that. Or you can get Survival Shield X2 and X3 Nascent Iodine for 50% off and also get a free bottle of Brain Force. Why? Because we want you to try that. I think if you try it, it's going to become your favorite supplement like it is mine. We have free shipping store-wide. We have triple Patriot points. That means you're going to get a 15% discount on future purchases. Many other items, you know, we're talking about vaccines. They have worked very hard to try to suppress the information that Mercola put out, that vitamin D supplementation is far more effective at preventing the flu than the flu vaccine is because it builds your immune system. And they don't even know what strain of flu to vaccinate you for. I mean, that is a no-brainer that you need to make your immune system stronger. And we've got our Winter Sun Plus, which is our vitamin D supplement now, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping.
Andy in Florida. Thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. We love you. Before I go ahead and talk about the topic at hand, I got to talk about one of your products. A little bit about me. I'm 245 pounds. I work about 10 to 13 hours a day at UPS. And make a long story short, I used to have a problem with Adderall. I do have ADHD, but, you know, I was taking Adderall for its energy boosting properties. You know, I kind of got a little out of hand. And, you know, I listen to you religiously in my truck every day. So I tried your Turbo Force, and really, it's a cliche. This product changed my life, but Turbo Force really changed my life. Needless to say, I no longer take Adderall, and I get by literally the 13 hours a day I work on a half of a packet of your Turbo Force. And if you take a half a packet, that's literally a dollar a day, and you save so much money versus, you know, a Monster, which is what, $4.99. And I, you know, I just had to call in and tell you guys how great Turbo Force is. And if anybody's on the fence, they really have to try it.
We're really proud of Turbo Force, so thank you, sir. Commit to buy a lot of your products at InfoWarsStore.com, then help us spread the word, and let's just get busy. InfoWarsStore.com. You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself, my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com. Driving into the operations center this morning, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I need to reach directly out of the audience and just spell out the facts. When you spend your money at places like Dick's Sporting Goods, you're financing a group that gives huge amounts of money to gun control, disarming you and your family. And then when you go down the list and look at these companies like Walmart, did you know they're doing the same thing now? Did you know that almost every big box store, including Target, they're the worst, are actually funding the transgender movement targeting children? Do you know what Jeff Bezos and Amazon's up to? Ladies and gentlemen, it'll make your head spin. Why in the hell are we supporting these people? Why are you going to buy your Christmas presents for your family from these institutions that hate America and hate your guts? Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and get great products. And then rest assured, you're funding the resistance. You're funding the voice of liberty in the face of tyranny. Please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Cyber Week is here with the biggest sales of 2019. Amazing products that will change your life, guaranteed. Not only will the products make you healthier, happier, more focused, more energized, they will fund the InfoWars operation into the critical year of 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people notice I've lost weight. I have more focus. There's more of a sparkle in my eye. And it's because I've been taking the 8-pack power stack in the morning and at night. I've been taking X2 and X3. I've been taking Brain Force Plus. Quite frankly, I can't take Turbo Force. It's just too powerful. I have been taking the fish oil and the krill oil when I go to sleep at night, and it's totally energized my life. I know our products work, but I'm like everybody else. I use them, then I forget about them. Ladies and gentlemen, these products are amazing. There's huge sales, triple Patriot points, free shipping, 50-70% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Cyber Week is here.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
He's swerving and he's weaving, Lord, and he doesn't have a clue. You know, driving's not that difficult for you. But it's difficult to do if you're Mr. Magoo.
Oh, lucky for us, I know a little you shortcut.
That's right, Joe Biden has now got his No Malarkey Tour. It's almost a week old. He's going through Iowa with his No Malarkey Tour. And as David Axelrod pointed out, political consultant for the DNC, Clinton's, Biden is kind of Mr. Magooing his way through the process. He definitely Mr. Magooed it yesterday. He got a little bit irate, too. You know, and Mr. Magoo could get irate at times. And he came up to this young whippersnapper, 50, 60 years old, I don't know, who questioned him. And it kind of underscores what Obama said about a week or so ago. He told people, he says, you know, Joe Biden really doesn't seem to have a bond with the voters. He just doesn't seem to have it. And here's a good example of what Mr. Magoo is missing, because, you know, he did everything but tell this guy that he was full of malarkey, you know? It's let's play video clip number one as this guy calls out Joe Biden. Video clip number one.
And then we had other programs that the court ruled that we were not able to under our authority do by executive order, but I'm going to try to push. And it was, there's a Dreamers program. There's also a program that said we're not going to separate families. We're going to allow families to stay together while they go through the process. And the court said, well, you can't, you don't have executive authority to do that on our own. And it was, and we did that in 1976. And it was struck, I mean, excuse me, 2000. I'm backing up here. 2014 when we did that. And they struck it down.
Yeah, that was actually the clip that's coming up where he takes on the other guy who asked him about Hunter Biden. That was where he was saying, well, it was back in, was it 1976? No, wait a minute. That wasn't the year. What was the year? 2014? Oh, okay. Was I still around in 2014? No, he was off by 40 years. And, it wasn't even the date. It was what he was saying about the Dreamer program. There's the Dreamer program. There's a program that said, we're not going to separate families. We're going to allow families to stay together while they go through the process. And the court said, you can't. And we did that in 1976. All of that was wrong. None of that's right. There wasn't a Dreamer program. There was a DACA executive order. It's not a Dreamer program. You had the Department of Homeland Security under Obama say, we're not going to enforce immigration law for people that are young. That had nothing to do with family separation. They were putting people in detention camps. And you need to determine when somebody is coming across with a young child, whether or not that person is their family. You don't know anything about these people. You know anything about the kids. You're going to allow child trafficking? Well, yeah, actually you are. That's what the Clintons have kind of enabled, and Haiti and other places. They make a lot of money off of that, it appears. but anyway, he struggled with that. And then this clip, video 5, is the one where he gets kind of irate with this guy who calls him out about Hunter Biden. Let's play video clip number 5.
But you, on the other hand, sent your son over there to get a job and work for a gas company that you had no experience with, absolutely nothing, in order to get access to the public, for the president. You're selling access to the president just like he is.
So you're a damn liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that. No one has heard that.
I see it on the TV.
You see it on the TV. No, I know you do. And by the way, that's why I'm not sedentary. I get up and no, let him go. Let him go. Look, the reason I'm running is because I've been around a long time and I know more than most people know. And I can get things done. That's why I'm running. And you want to check my shape on? Let's do push-ups together here, man. Let's run. Let's do whatever you want to do. Let's take the 19th. Number two. No one has said my son has done anything wrong, and I did not on any occasion. And no one has ever said it. Not
I
one.
Didn't say you were doing anything wrong.
You said I set up my son to work in an oil company. Isn't that what you said? Get your words straight, Jack.
That's what I hear on MSNBC.
You don't hear that on MSNBC. You did not hear that at all. What you heard?
That's right.
Okay, I'm not going to get an argument.
MSNBC is not going to say that. I will.
Well, yeah, you do it, but look, here's the deal. Here's the deal.
It looks like you don't have any more backbone than Trump.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, you know, that just at that point, I guess Joe just had to say fiddlesticks and... you know, where this guy's just full of malarkey, and this is a no malarkey tour, so you got to sit down. No, he called him a liar, and the guy said, "I heard it on MSNBC," and Biden said, "You did not hear that on MSNBC." He knows that MSNBC would never put out anything negative about any Democrat, just like Bloomberg won't do that. Maybe he heard it on InfoWars. I was saying this about Joe Biden. Way before this broke, I talked about that as well as China. I mean, you know, come on. We all know, what happened here. But I thought it was, kind of interesting, the back and forth there. You know, Reason took a look at this and said, think about how far left the Democrats have moved since the last election. Because Joe Biden is the moderate in the race. You know, you've got Elizabeth Warren and you got Bernie Sanders, who are out there way out to the left, we need to tax people 70, 80, 90%. And Joe Biden is the moderate. But Joe Biden wants to hike taxes twice as high as Hillary proposed when she was running, not even 4 years ago, 2016. And he's the moderate in the race. Think about how radical the Democrats have become. You thought Hillary Clinton was bad? Take a look at this crop that's coming in. It's absolutely insane. Let's take a look at some of the people that were involved, of course, in the impeachment. You want to talk about insanity. We have a congressman from Texas here. Al Green, is very upset about the impeachment hearing because, you know, they just didn't have the right skin color there. And I got to say, what do you say about a group of people who everything comes back to skin color? If all you talk about is race, if everything comes back to race, then I would say that by definition, you are a racist. You might be a racist if all you can see is skin color. And that's all he can see. Video clip number 3, you got Al Green scolding the Democrats, because they don't have enough white people in the impeachment. They don't have enough people of color in the impeachment process. Video clip 3.
Mr. Speaker, and still I rise with my mnemonic notes in hand.
It's already
redundant. Mr. Speaker, I rise because I love my country, but I also rise today with heartfelt regrets. It hurts my heart, Mr. Speaker, to see the Judiciary Committee hearing experts on the topic of impeachment, one of the seminal issues
All right, we're out of time. We'll play the rest of this when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
My phone has been ringing off the hook. Dozens and dozens of people have called me. I've gotten all these text messages. The office phone's ringing off the hook. Emails are flooding in. They're saying, can you believe it? 300 Trump ads that were going to run tens of millions of times were pulled by Google. And then it turns out it was done over the summer. Folks, I live this every day. I read the news like nobody else probably. And they have been hitting hundreds of congressional candidates and members of Congress. They've been going after governors, state reps. It's been a reign of terror. Last week, they wouldn't let Melania Trump images be sent out, saying it was hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, this is beyond censorship. It's total information control. It has to all go through a filter, and that's what AI allows, is what I call information singularity. Not empowering information, but holding it all in like the One Ring of Mordor. Trump must act now or they will steal this election. It's shocking but true. 2019 is almost a memory in the rear view mirror. And Cyber Week is here. The best deals of the year. Storewide free shipping. Triple Patriot points for the first time ever. 50 to 70% off. Many of these products are loss leaders. We are only 330 days out from the 2020 election. It is an incredible time to be alive. It's an incredible time to still be on the air when almost everybody else has been shut down and censored. Yes, we were the first to be censored because we're such a threat to the globalists, but now, thanks to the infrastructure and your support, we're still on air. But bigger attacks are already happening. More are coming. So please spread the word about the broadcast and fund our operation while getting great products at the same time. True 360 win. Cyber Week is here. Get those Christmas presents for you and your family today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, there was one thing wrong with the impeachment pageant. Yes, it is a pageant. The impeachment show had a problem. Not one person of color, says Texas Democrat Al Green, and he excoriates the Democrats because they didn't put people of color in there. to try to run this blatantly unconstitutional process. Let's go back and let Al Green lay the case out there, because he was reading from his mnemonic notes, right? Why else would you have notes? But here's Al Green reading from his mnemonic notes to lecture them about skin color and racism as a racist. There's Al Green.
It hurts my heart, Mr. Speaker, to see the Judiciary Committee hearing experts on the topic of impeachment, one of the seminal issues of this Congress. Hearing experts, Mr. Speaker, and not one person of color among the experts. What subliminal message are we sending to the world when we have experts but not one person of color? Are we saying that there are no people of color who are experts on this topic of impeachment?
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Al, one of the experts that they had is just as anti-white, just as racist, just as intersectional feminist as you could possibly want. You know, the lady, and I use that term in air quotes, Pamela Karlan, one of the constitutional experts, the one that called out Barron Trump and then eventually was shamed into apologizing, but didn't really apologize because she said, well, I'm sorry about my hateful remarks, but I wish President Trump wasn't hateful. You know, it's really his fault that this all happened. But here's what she had to say back in 2006, her tirade, anti-white racist tirade of this constitutional expert, Pamela Karlan. I think they thought they had themselves covered, you know, by having people like her, but she didn't have the right skin color for Al Green. So you can't be, you gotta have the right skin color too. Here is Pamela Karlan, video clip number 4.
We have to seize back the high ground on patriotism and on love of our country because we have more reason than they do to love America. The rich, pampered, prodigal, sanctimonious, incurious, white, straight sons of the powerful do pretty well everywhere in the world, and they always have. But what about us?
Sanctimonious
snarky
liberals.
Snarky, bisexual, Jewish women who want the freedom to say what we think, read what we want, and love whom we do.
Oh, there you go. She's a bisexual woman. She's a racist. Isn't that good enough for you, Al? No, no, no. People are in the Democrat Party are still upset about skin color. That's all they can see. I mean, it's not enough to be rabidly racist and bisexual and feminist and all this other. That's not enough. You got to have the right skin color or you can't please Al Green. I mean, these people are in self-destruct mode over their identity politics. And speaking of identity politics, they're all just wringing their hands about Kamala Harris coming out. You know, it was just before Thanksgiving, just before she went broke and dropped out, that she was bragging about the fact that she had never, ever had a private sector job. And I saw that and I thought, you know, well, she's about to get a chance to have one here. Except, of course, you never will work in the private sector. She would never want to do anything where she actually has to compete. It's always going to be about trading favors. Remember Willie Brown in California? That's how she got to where she is. And she is still prostituting herself in one way or the other. She's got people who are more than happy to bring her in. Why? Because of skin color, because of her intersectional feminism. She's got all those identity politics points. Biden has said that she could be his vice president or a Supreme Court justice or, you know, whatever. He'd love to have her. He'd love to use her skin color and her sex to win votes. And of course, Elizabeth Warren said the same thing. Video clip number 7.
To the campaign, your colleague, Senator Kamala Harris, was forced to drop out, having trouble financing her campaign. She's nowhere near the lowest in the polls. There's plenty of people below her in the polls who are still in it. A lot of talk of Kamala Harris as a possible vice presidential candidate. Would she be on your short list already?
Oh, Oh, yeah. I mean, look, Kamala Harris would be on any Democrat short list. She's smart. She's confident. She's got this terrific voice.
And she doesn't hector people like I do.
I started working with Kamala back during the housing crisis when she was Attorney General of California and I was setting up the consumer agency. And boy, she was a tough advocate for families. And watch what she did during the Kavanaugh hearings, holding our attorneys general accountable, going after Barr, going after Sessions. Kamala's terrific. And I guarantee we're going to hear a lot more from Kamala in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, you know, she was attorney general and she was helping with all those different families. You know, evidently, she was there to hold their hands as she locked up their family members for marijuana possession and other things like that. She is authoritarian. She is completely subservient to the military-industrial complex. She's a hypocrite. She's a liar. She lied about every single aspect of that whole shameful thing she did with marijuana in California. And that really hurt her, as pointed out yesterday. You know, she got knifed by Tulsi Gabbard in those debates, and she finally bled out after 4 months. Now, you talk about her being on the short list. The American voters shorted her in the same way that a lot of people are shorting Tesla stock. And then let's talk about Nancy Pelosi. As she's talking about impeachment, she had a very interesting statement. She goes back and tries to wrap herself in the mantle of the Constitution and history by making references to King George III in 1776. And she had this to say. She said, the people are the king. It's like, no, you got that wrong. You kind of missed that whole 1776 thing, Pelosi. You got absolutely nothing out of that. You should go back and take that course again. Because the battle cry of the American Revolution, many of the people, was Lex Rex. The law is king. And even the king, King George, was subject to the law. That was what the Magna Carta was all about. And he had tried to reestablish his total supremacy as a king. And no, he was subject to the law. And the people are not the king. The Constitution is the king. You, Nancy, are merely a steward, an unfaithful steward to the king that you swore an oath to, the Constitution. We don't have a democracy. So this is all, we have a republic. We have a republic of Constitution and independent states that created that republic. That's why we have the Electoral College. That's why we don't have a popular democracy, a democratic vote. And there's a very good reason that we don't want to do it from a practical standpoint as well. Because we don't want one or two cities like L.A. or New York, where there's rampant corruption, stuffing the ballot to make it look like Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. And we don't want them disenfranchising the rest of the country. No, we do not have the people as king. The rule of law is king. And, of course, she doesn't care anything about that. And then Nancy Pelosi herself lost it, and we're going to play that clip for you when we come back. Yesterday, she just went hysterical over a reporter who questioned whether or not she was doing this out of personal malice towards President Trump. And she made it very clear that she doesn't hate anybody, including that reporter that she went off on. I mean, both Biden and Pelosi completely lost it yesterday. A very interesting day. And we'll be right back with that clip. Stay with us.
Here. The sun is setting on 2019 and we hurtle into the year 2020, only 330 days out from this incredibly historic election. And it's more important than ever to pray for President Trump and to pray for his provision and his protection. He's completely surrounded, and to pray for him to have discernment and to
be bold and to take action and not listen to the advisors that tell him to hold back, and that if he goes after the deep state, that they'll remove him from office. They're trying to remove him regardless, because they know that God put him in office and that he's going to continue his work, and he's going to continue exposing them and bringing them down. But that if he doesn't execute in that office that God's given him, that the globalists could win. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time more than ever to pray for President Trump, and please pray for InfoWars, and please pray for all the children being targeted by the globalists. Thank you, and God bless you all. The last few days I've been online looking for the speech. I actually read it in a book about Winston Churchill many years ago, and I've found a few places where it's mentioned, but if you can find it, please send it to showtips@infowars.com. And he talked about in the darkest hours at the beginning of World War II, the fact that there have been times in history where people had a chance to stand up and fight early on and were assured of victory. Then there was a second point in history where folks have to fight even though the chances of winning are pretty steep. There's a third time when you know you're going to lose, but you have to fight because being enslaved and being slowly killed is much, much worse. That's a paraphrase. But ladies and gentlemen, we are in the position now of being able to win this easily if we find our spirit, find our focus, and don't give up and take action. But if we don't stand up and get involved, we're going to skip number two and go right to number three. That's a fact. They fear InfoWars because we are alive. It's time for the world to awaken and take back our future. Sometimes the right thing to do is the easy thing to do. It's the healthy thing to do. It's the thing that makes all of our lives better, and that's taking care of our individual health. And it's never been easier to do the right thing this Christmas season than to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the highest quality supplements that are life-changing in what they will do for you and your family's body, your outlook on life, your focus, your health, your stamina, your libido. But then, of course, it also funds the InfoWar that is so incredibly critical. Where else can you spend your hard-earned money knowing that it's a true 360 win? Ladies and gentlemen, don't spend your money with the big box stores and the big, you know, globalist online merchants who literally are working against you and your family's future. Spend your money on high-quality products and have huge savings, and don't fight the big crowds and the traffic at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Please make the right decision. Cyber Week is here with the biggest sales of 2019. No sales in our history can even approach this. Triple Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, 50 to 70% off. And when you add auto ship to it on the order, a lot of these products become loss leaders, meaning I'm losing money on them, but bringing in capital so I can fund ourselves into next year. It is critical for folks to take advantage of these sales. If you've ever been on the fence trying some of the products like the protein bars or Turbo Force and the fish oil, now is the time. We've got huge specials on DNA Force Plus, our flagship product, with a free bottle of Brain Force Plus with it. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com during Cyber Week. Now, a lot of these sales will continue through Christmas, but some of them have to end because the products are selling out. InfoWarsStore.com funds the InfoWar. Thank you.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to play Nancy Pelosi's clip as she was leaving the press conference. You know, they released their impeachment, articles of impeachment. She is bragging about how she has to do this for the Constitution. Of course, she is lying about that. And just think about what is fundamentally the issue here, what they are alleging. They're alleging that President Trump abused his power because he allegedly stopped military aid to a corrupt regime. Does the Constitution demand that we give military aid to foreign countries without restrictions? As a matter of fact, that was never never an idea of the founders of this country. They wanted to avoid foreign entanglements. They would have never supported a dime of foreign aid, especially to a corrupt country like Ukraine, a country where the Democrats have been colluding with the corrupt regime to interfere in our election against President Trump. But that's the big deal. He withheld money. He can't withhold money. And he can't investigate Joe Biden, even when Joe Biden publicly is recorded bragging about how he shut down an investigation that would have gone against his son who was making a fortune by being on the board of a natural gas company as a consultant, and he has absolutely no knowledge or expertise in natural gas or any energy industry. None whatsoever. All of his connections are political. So you look at this, and of course it is, we now have to give military aid to everybody. If you stop it, you're going to get impeached. That's what this government has become. Stop military aid, you get impeached. You stop any of these wars or even pull some of the troops home, you're going to get impeached. They don't have that as an article of impeachment, but understand that's what's behind all this. President Trump has not brought the troops home. He has not put them at the border. But to just talk about that, that's enough to get you impeached. And so as she's leaving this press conference, one reporter asks her a very telling question. Do you hate President Trump? And she went off on him. Let's play that clip, video clip number two.
President, Madam Speaker,
I don't hate anybody.
Representative Collins yesterday suggested that the Democrats are doing this simply because they don't want the guy.
I have nothing to do with it. Let me just say this.
I think
the president is a coward when it comes to helping our kids who are afraid of gun violence. I think he is cruel when he doesn't deal with helping our dreamers, of which we're very proud. I think he's in denial about the climate crisis. However, that's about the election.
Denial, you're in denial about
this. This is about the election. Take it up in the election. This is about the Constitution of the United States and the facts that lead to the president's violation of his oath of office. And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is a heart full of love and always prayed for the president, and I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time. So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
There you go. You felt the love. And I think, she keeps reminding everybody that she is a Catholic, and yet I think there's a lot of Catholics who really genuinely resent the fact that she keeps identifying herself as a loving Catholic while she supports abortion on demand. At any stage of life, like all of these Democrats do. You love everybody. You don't have any hate. You don't have any hate or animosity to those kids that you chop to pieces and sell for money, right? Good Catholic Nancy Pelosi? Absolutely unbelievable. The hypocrisy of that woman. Shaking her finger at that guy and her voice trembling as she's talking about, don't you ever say that I hate anybody. I'll get you and your little dog, too. Mark Meadows... Mark Meadows obliterated the 300-page House impeachment report in a series of 14 tweets. I'll read you a little bit of the excerpts that he had there. He said, the House Democrats impeachment report, Mark Meadows, of course, head of the House Freedom Caucus for Republicans, because the Democrats don't have a Freedom Caucus. They have an authoritarian caucus, I guess. That's why they've got a racist caucus. The House Democrats' impeachment report is 300 pages of nonsense with far too many problems to address individually. But let's just go over a few of them, says Mark Meadows. Number one, up front, Democrats released this report to the public about 2 p.m. Again, it's 300 pages, and they're having the full Intelligence Committee vote on the report the same day, a few hours later. This should be an automatic red flag. Yes, of course. Democrats claim that Trump demanded Ukraine investigations. Well, that would be his duty as the chief law enforcement officer. You know, the Department of Justice is the executive branch, and if there's corruption by American officials, it's his obligation to investigate that. But anyway, they say that he demanded Ukraine investigations. They build a case on this using Alexander Vindman, who said that he interpreted the call this way. The demand characterization is ridiculous for many reasons that Chris Stewart, Representative Chris Stewart, laid out. But, of course, remember, Vindman was not in on the call, right? This guy was deliberately kept out because, as you saw, he is an officious little bureaucrat who is trying to pander to his home country, Ukraine, where he bragged about the fact that he had been offered the defense ministry position three different times. He showed up in his uniform and demanded that he be called lieutenant colonel, even though he never wore the uniform when he was allowed to get into the White House. But he was not in on that phone call. So, you know, one of their key witnesses absolutely did not witness anything. And, of course, that's exactly the point. Additionally, Tim Morrison, Vindman's superior, testified, directly undermined Vindman's interpretation because Tim Morrison was in on the call. And Tim Morrison said, no, we kept him out. We don't want him in there. Morrison said there was no demand at all. In fact, Vindman actually undermined his own claim. Note page 256 of his deposition where he gets pressed on whether Trump demanded anything. Vindman eventually admits, well, I guess you can interpret it in different ways. Trump did not demand anything. Mark Meadows goes on to say, Democrats rely enormously on Gordon Sondland. His name appears over 600 times in their report. And yet, flashback, when Gordon Sondland was asked if he had any evidence that Trump tied aid to the investigation, Sondland said no, other than my own presumption. He also said there was no quid pro quo. Mark Meadows goes on, so again, for the entire reason that we're here, the accusation that President Trump tied aid and political investigation, Gordon Sondland, one of the Democrats' most featured witnesses, again, cited 600-plus times, admits he has no evidence of it. But it wasn't just Sondland. No Democrat witness brought any firsthand knowledge of Trump decisions. Taylor, Kent, Yovanovitch, Vindman, Hill, etc., none, not one, could provide any firsthand information of Trump tying aid to political investigations. And, of course, the entire complaint was written as a piece of hearsay. And we're not allowed to talk about Eric CIA Ramella. Ciaramella. Ambassador Volker shredded the Democrats' case. They ignored it. Remember, Volker said that Trump never told him of an aid or political investigation link, and Ukraine never mentioned it either. Mind you, Volker actually spoke to the president, and he had firsthand knowledge. And Mark Meadows goes on to say, in other words, these Democrat-led impeachment hearings were one career bureaucrat after another saying, without any evidence, that they believed there was a political quid pro quo, while officials who were actually in the room say it never happened. And it goes on. But we've got to take a break. And before we go to a break, I just want to remind you, folks, that we have our Cyber Week specials at InfoWarsStore.com. They're now live at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get up to 75% off, free shipping, and triple Patriot points. Very important for a limited time. Also, you can get free 5 stickers with every order and 10 free stickers with every large order. We're already selling out of many of our favorites like DNA Force Plus because, you know, we discounted that 50% off. That's a huge dollar savings. And you get a free bottle of Brain Force with that as well to try that. In addition to free shipping, triple Patriot points, we have things like Vasobeat for 50% off, Krill Oil for 50% off, Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 50% off. Big discounts, free shipping, up to 75% off, and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate and need your support.
Andy in Florida. Thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. We love you. Before I go ahead and talk about the topic at hand, I got to talk about one of your products. A little bit about me. I'm 245 pounds. I work about 10 to 13 hours a day at UPS. And make a long story short, I used to have a problem with Adderall. I do have ADHD, but, you know, I was taking Adderall for its energy-boosting properties. You know, I kind of got a little out of hand. And, you know, I listen to you religiously in my truck every day. So I tried your TurboForce, and really, it's a cliche. This product changed my life. life, but TurboForce really changed my life. Needless to say, I no longer take Adderall, and I get by literally the 13 hours a day I work on a half of a packet of your TurboForce. And if you take a half a packet, that's literally a dollar a day, and you save so much money versus, you know, a Monster, which is, what, $4.99. And, I just had to call in and tell you guys how great TurboForce is. And if anybody's on the fence, they really have to try it.
We're really proud of TurboForce, so thank you, sir. Commit to buy a lot of your products at InfoWarsStore.com, then help us spread the word, and let's just get busy. InfoWarsStore.com. Driving into the operations center this morning, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I need to reach directly out of the audience and just spell out the facts. When you spend your money at places like Dick's Sporting Goods, you're financing a group that gives huge amounts of money to gun control, disarming you and your family. And then when you go down the list and look at these companies like Walmart, did you know they're doing the same thing now? Did you know that almost every big box store, including Target, they're the worst, are actually funding the transgender movement targeting children? Do you know what Jeff Bezos and Amazon's up to? Ladies and gentlemen, it'll make your head spin. Why in the hell are we supporting these people? Why are you going to buy your Christmas presents for your family from these institutions that hate America and hate your guts? Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and get great products. And then rest assured, you're funding the resistance. You're funding the voice of liberty in the face of tyranny. Please shop at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
How many times have we been called conspiracy theorists, paranoid, tinfoil hat, wild-eyed conspiracy theorists, and then eventually they come back and they say, well, no, actually we're doing it, and it's a good thing. And now we have it again. Twitter, which for so long has denied that they do shadow banning, has now put it into their official terms of service. It's right there in black and white. They said, no, we don't shadow ban. Remember back in January 2018, you had Project Veritas, and they had somebody that was working at Twitter that they engaged in undercover investigation, said one strategy is to shadow ban you, to use a shadow ban so that we have ultimate control. The idea is a shadow ban is that you ban someone, but they don't know that they've been banned because they keep posting and no one sees their content. So they just think that no one is engaging with their content when reality... no one is really seeing it. So they're talking about that at the time. And they said, we don't do that. They said point blank, we do not shadow ban. Remember they had congressional hearings. We do not shadow ban. We don't do that. No. And now in their terms of service, it says that they will limit distribution or visibility of any content they don't like. Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about. And they reserve the right to do that, to throttle content, to censor content. And this is, when these people make the rules and they just make it up as they go along, you know, they'll tell you at one point in time because they want everybody to get in. They'll tell you, we are the free speech wing of the free speech party. And then they say, we never meant that. Or you have Jack Dorsey, as he was saying this summer. I think it was this summer. He said, maybe it was 1976. I got to ask Joe Biden. But he was saying, we are the public square, right? That's our business model, the digital public square. He's said that in congressional testimony, Jack Dorsey has at least 8 times. We are the digital public square. If that is their business model, that is a very different thing than if you go to a bakery. Their business model is not being a digital public square. And they have goods to sell there, but they also do some custom, decoration. And they don't have to betray their religious beliefs in order to custom make something for you. And that's what they're trying to do to these people. And the same people who come in and say, no, that baker has to custom make a cake for a gay wedding or for a transversary, transgender's anniversary of reinventing his or her gender or whatever. They've done that several times. So that same bake shop, the Masterpiece Bakery in Colorado, the Supreme Court has said, no, you don't have to do that. But the Supreme Court in 1946 said, if the public square is privately owned, they still can't shut down private speech, because at that time they had a physical ownership of a physical city, and they threw a lady who was handing out religious tracts, or Jehovah's Witnesses, they threw her out. She took it all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, well, even though they own the entire city, it's a company town, you can't stop free speech. So if your business model is that you are setting up a digital public square, it is not like a bakery shop. It is not like a mall. You know, a mall is not a public square either. A mall is there for people to set up their shops and to engage in commerce. It's not there to provide a soap box for people. But these people at Twitter are lying to you, telling you it's a digital public square. They've been given immunity, so they don't have any legal liability for anything that anybody puts up there under Section 230. But even though they have protection under 230, even though we have protection under the First Amendment, all of that is ignored because the government wants them to censor and is allowing them to do that. And so is President Trump.
My phone has been ringing off the hook. Dozens and dozens of people have called me. I've gotten all these text messages. The office phone's ringing off the hook. Emails are flooding in. And they're saying, can you believe it? 300 Trump ads that were going to run tens of millions of times were pulled by Google. And then it turns out it was done over the summer. Folks, I live this every day. I read the news like nobody else probably. And they have been hitting hundreds of congressional candidates and members of Congress. They've been going after governors, state reps. It's been a reign of terror. Last week, they wouldn't let Melania Trump images be sent out, saying it was hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, this is beyond censorship. It's total information control. It has to all go through a filter, and that's what AI allows, is what I call information singularity. Not empowering information, but holding it all in like the One Ring of Mordor. Trump must act now or they will steal this election.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Subway has lost a lawsuit against some journalists who discovered that their chicken strips were only 43% actual chicken. You might ask, well, what is in the other 57%? Mostly soy protein would be the answer. But they went through and they did some tests of fast food chicken, and they found that that McDonald's had Tim Hortons and Wendy's contained between 88 and 89% chicken, but Subway's only contained 43% chicken, and so Subway sued them. And the Canadian court came back in a decision that kind of echoed the Peter Singer decision. Remember the landmark free press decision? You had a guy in New York who had a newspaper, Singer, and he criticized the governor of New York. And the governor brought him up on charges, and the court said, well, even if what he says about you is defamatory, if it's true, it's not liable. And so these people, but see, that's that was established in America. Hopefully we still will honor that, even though we don't honor our Constitution. And we have Richard Proctor joining us in the next segment to talk about the Constitution. But you know, we're talking about Canada. They didn't have the Peter Singer trial, so now they have basically come up with the same approach there. But that begs the question as to what's in Chick-fil-A. Because we have found that although we thought there were a lot of Christian values in Chick-fil-A. That was the way it was being sold to people. You know, we had the founder of Chick-fil-A, who's now deceased. His family doesn't seem to be following in that tradition. You know, what is in Chick-fil-A? Well, it turns out that there in Chick-fil-A, you will have donations to Southern Poverty Law Center. You also have donations to the Drag Queen Story Hour. And you'll have a giant cup of appeasement to the tyranny of the leftist LGBT lobby. Yeah, these are the things. After they made that announcement, after they caved to pressure, after they appeased them, people started going back and looking at their actions over the last couple of years and found some very troubling information. Because it turns out that although they've been portraying themselves and they've been attacked, many people thought, because they were a Christian business, they have been under the table channeling money to even the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is really amazing when you stop and think about it. If you go back and remember, in 2015, you had that guy who was going to shoot up the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. Why? Well, he'd been told by the Southern Poverty Law Center that the Family Research Council was a hate group. How did the Southern Poverty Law Center come up with that connotation? Well, they said because they don't support homosexual marriage, that makes them a hate group by definition. And so this guy who was going to shoot up the FRC comes in with a big backpack full of Chick-fil-A sandwiches because, you know, that's going to identify him as a Christian. And then within 2 years, Chick-fil-A is giving money to the Southern Poverty Law Center that labeled them, as well as the Family Research Council and Focus on the Family and all these other Christian groups, labeled them all as hate groups simply because of their biblical and, I would point out, traditional definition across all cultures, not just Christian, Judeo-Christian culture, but across all cultures. Marriage was defined as being between a man and a woman. Chick-fil-A, after it ended its support for the Salvation Army, announced a couple of other, the Salvation Army and the Christian Fellowship for Athletes or whatever. They said, no, we're going to give money to these other groups. One of the ones that they named Covenant House, it turns out, is funding Drag Queen Story Hour and many other things. As this Breitbart article points out, Pride, they said, Covenant House tweeted out, they said, Pride is all about love, acceptance, and celebration. It's about recognizing the challenges and the injustices of the LGBTQ community, particularly when it comes to homelessness. Thank you to everyone who shared, reposted, and donated to our Pride 2019 Facebook fundraiser. We've published shareable infographics with stats on LGBTQ youth facing homelessness. So they're pushing that agenda even to young people. And these are the people, the nominal Christians, that Chick-fil-A, who has been going, presenting itself as a Christian organization, is now funding. In an op-ed piece on USA Today this Wednesday, J.P. Duffy, Vice President of Communications at Family Research Council, the people that nearly got shot up, Because they were labeled as hateful because they supported marriage. I recalled his first job at Chick-fil-A, his boss explaining that the founder, Truett Cathy's vision of having a company that honors God. And he said, in that conversation, I began to experience what it means to live out one's faith in the workplace. I knew I signed up to do more than just sell chicken. That was the first of many such conversations over the next 3 years. But then what happened at Chick-fil-A? Well, as we've said many times, this has been the problem with President Trump's administration, personnel are policy. And so after this situation in 2015 and 2016, Chick-fil-A's board selected a new president, a guy who was a member of the advisory board for the Boy Scouts Council. Now, what did they do at the Boy Scouts Council? Well, just like with Rex Tillerson, was there. This guy, Tim Tassopoulos, they began to embrace the LGBT agenda, even allowing openly homosexual scout leaders in the organization. And why is it that we don't allow that? Well, it's because you're hoping that the vast majority, and it's true, the vast majority of people are heterosexual. And so by making sure that you have a scout leader, an adult who's going to take the little kids out in the woods for camping, you make sure that person is the same sex, because you're trying to minimize, statistically at the very least, the chances of some kind of a pedophile incident here. But they just throw those concerns out the window, because it's far more important for them to virtue signal and to kowtow to the LGB tyranny than it is to protect the children and the Boy Scouts. And then they change the name to BSA because they don't like to have boy in the name. And so that guy, who was a part of changing the Boy Scouts, was brought in by Chick-fil-A in 2016. And 1 year later, guess what? They're giving money to the Southern Poverty Law Center. 2 years later, they're giving money to a group that is pushing LGBT on youth, Covenant House. And as I point out, it is a homeless shelter for youth, but they take a lot of pride in the LGBT agenda. They've also given money to the YWCA, which partners with Planned Parenthood, the Young Women's Christian Association that invites young Christian women to abort their children. You know, like Nancy Pelosi, who has no hate because she's a Catholic. Chick-fil-A also funds the D.C.-based New Leadership Council that identifies as a hub of progressive millennial thought leadership. And they've given a sizable donation to the Pace Center for Girls, yet another pro-abortion organization. The education advocacy group featured radical pro-abortion feminist Gloria Steinem. Remember who bragged about I had an abortion? Declared that birthing children is, quote, the fundamental cause of climate change. They had her as their keynote speaker. That's one of the organizations that Chick-fil-A is now funding. So just understand that when you look at this, why am I singling this out? Well, because you never know what is happening with these organizations that you are funding as they try to present themselves as one thing and then turn out to be something completely different. And the reality is that when we give money to these corporations that care about nothing but money, they will become a conduit to fund these radical organizations that are conducting not just a culture war on us, but a spiritual war to shut down our religious freedom as well as our speech. We'll be right back.
It's shocking but true. 2019 is almost a memory in the rear view mirror. And Cyber Week is here. The best deals of the year. Storewide free shipping, triple Patriot points for the first time ever, 50 to 70% off. Many of these products are loss leaders. We are only 330 days out from the 2020 election. It is an incredible time to be alive. It's an incredible time to still be on the air when almost everybody else has been shut down and censored. Yes, we were the first to be censored because we're such a threat to the globalists, but now, thanks to the infrastructure and your support, we're still on air. But bigger attacks are already happening. More are coming. So please spread the word about the broadcast and fund our operation while getting great products at the same time. True 360 win. Cyber Week is here. Get those Christmas presents for you and your family today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself, my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't have to tell you that America is in a war for its actual survival. And we're at war against a group that's trying to conquer our very spirit, our very essence that's trying to break our will, trying to destroy our family, trying to literally poison us physically and psychically at a spiritual level. Well, InfoWars is fighting back, but it takes money to stand against the globalist onslaught and to be able to put the reporters on the ground and build the infrastructure to tell the truth in the face of their lies. That's why we're running giant Cyber Week specials, the biggest of the year, the biggest of our history. Don't do your shopping with the big globalist box stores that hate your guts and are financing gun control and all the rest of it. Don't do your shopping with the New World Order, Amazon. Do it with InfoWars Store. Get high-quality supplements. Get high-quality air filtration, water filtration, Patriot apparel, and so much more. And every order gets a whole bunch of free InfoWars bumper stickers to spread the word. Take action, folks. If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Richard Proctor. Of course, you can find his books at bathroomeconomics.com. He has the book Bathroom Economics, but he also has a couple of very good books on the Constitution. One for children, A Constitution If You Can Keep It, and another one that is an exposition of the Constitution line by line. It's called Saving the Constitution. Take a look at those books. They are very, very powerful, very informative. And if you don't know what your rights are, you can't defend them, can you? I've used the illustration many times. If, you know, you had, even though you free the slaves of the 13th Amendment, I can imagine lawyers going on the plantation telling them, no, you just don't understand. You're still a slave. And that's what they're telling us about every aspect of the Constitution. So joining us now is Richard Proctor. Thank you for joining us, Richard. Hello, Richard. Is he there?
Hello. I hope I'm there.
Hey, there you are. Now I can hear you. Okay, good. Welcome, Richard.
You know, they were trying to cut me off. How about that?
That's right. Yeah, you got free speech here. Go ahead and speak freely.
Excellent. You know, that's good. It's a pleasure to be with you guys every other week.
You know, well, thank you. Yeah, we always enjoy having you on. And, you know, this week we had Nancy Pelosi going to the climate pageant in Spain and telling the people there, we're still in the Paris Climate Accord. We kind of mocked that. We had the music from Casablanca, and we had Humphrey Bogart saying, "We'll always have Paris." And evidently, that's what she's telling these people. But I said, we never were in the Paris Climate Accord. Do you agree with me?
Yes, I agree with you. We never were. We never passed the Senate. It never became a treaty we paid any attention to. The globalists wanted us to, and they pretended like we were there. But Trump came out and said, hey, we're not a part of this. And we're not.
Yeah. But they're still trying to claw that back. I mean, you had Kerry and Obama say, we self-ratified it because they knew that the Senate wasn't going to ratify it. And then President Trump was being gaslighted for a while by his daughter and Rex Tillerson saying, you don't need to know anything about that. But fortunately, he had some people there say, no, you need to actively say we're not in it, because you're going to have people like Nancy Pelosi pretend that we're in it. And even after he did that, she said, no, we're still in it. Now, he announced that he's going to formally get out of it. So in a way, he's almost admitting that we're in it, and they're saying it's going to be a one-year process to shut this down. I don't know how in the world the Trump administration is saying that we are in it and why that's going to be finished one day after the election. That's absolute nonsense.
You know, it's this, what's really bad about this whole thing you're bringing up here, Nancy Pelosi is the successive president after the vice president.
Yeah,
she's only two heartbeats away from being the president of this country. Oh, my.
That is a scary thought after looking at her demeanor yesterday at the press conference and where she was lecturing that guy. I don't hate anyone, even you.
it's astounding what goes on in our political arena. And it is an arena. It's not a process. It's an arena.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, I looked at this and I said, some people had pointed out, they said, look at the difference between the Democrats and President Trump, right? You know, she's out there, you know, preening about the Paris Climate Accord to the other globalists, and President Trump is trying to get the USMCA passed, and that's going to help us. It's going to help us with a couple of points in terms of our, you know, the number of cars or milk that we're selling or whatever. And I said, yeah, there is a little bit of a difference there because the Democrats are trying to force on us this Paris thing, which is a forced austerity. President Trump is trying to carve back a couple of points of market share for the car makers and the auto workers and the dairy people. But the bottom line is that it is a sugar fix, and it still destroys our sovereignty like the NAFTA agreement, doesn't it?
You know, I want to support Trump all the time, but I cannot support Trump in this USMCA, United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. It's the same thing as the Security and Prosperity Partnership. It's the same thing as the NAFTA agreements. All of this is the same thing. It was treaties, trade treaties, that began European Union. It was trade treaties that started that with coal business. And look what it's developed into. And that's
the
direction they're trying to take us. The same direction. They want this to be a region. North American region with the Amero for money. Oh, yeah, they got this all planned out. And we sit here and say, pass another beer, Mabel.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And we've seen that plan, as you point out, in the European Union. They talked about it. We've had Zbigniew Brzezinski talk about the fact that he wanted, you know, the Trilateral Commission. They were going to create three different areas.
Yep.
The way they would get those three areas was by economic consolidation. That begins with a trade block. And then, just as we saw with the European Union, they continue to make those economic ties closer and closer until they introduce a common currency. And they've even talked about doing that with the NAFTA agreement, you know, so that they can move then towards a North American Union.
Yeah. All of that is absolutely true. By the way, it was, the guy that wrote Animal Farm in 1984.
George Orwell.
He foretold all of this in 1984. There were three regional groups in his book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because once they get to the three groups, then it's going to be a piece of cake to then join those three groups together. And that's really what they were doing with the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Transatlantic Partnership. That was establishing the trade agreements between those three groups to begin the process of consolidation from the three regional groups to a one world government. That's the plan they've always had.
Absolutely. And it's all unconstitutional. Absolutely unconstitutional. Article 6, paragraph 1 says treaties must agree with the laws of the land and the Constitution, and they do not. Therefore, they are not constitutional, and we should be throwing them out, throwing them under the bus, so to speak.
Yes, that's the concern that so many of us have when we looked at this USMCA. It's like we're not going to sell our birthright, and we're not going to sell our sovereignty for a bowl of porridge. Which is really what this is about. It's like, look, I've got a better deal, slightly better deal for you on the dairy industry and on the automobile industry. Don't you want this? And still, the thing that is not changing is the elephant in the room, and that is the sovereignty issue.
That's right. By the way, I would say that the bowl of porridge is being poured out on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the other way around it. At least the guy got the bowl of porridge when he sold his birthright. Well, this time we've got the porridge and we're throwing it on the ground. The same things that were said about NAFTA are being said about the USMCA. Exactly the same things. And it will result in exactly the same stuff that NAFTA resulted in. A destruction of our economy. further destruction of our economy.
And, of course, it is a kind of fascism because you have an arbitration board. You know, they continue to say, well, you know, NAFTA is not a treaty. They pretend these things are not treaties. They'll say it's not a treaty. But then you have the lawyers who represent the corporations that go to this supranational arbitration court, and they all present themselves as lawyers who deal with treaties. Surprise, surprise.
Well, they are. These are treaties. Whenever you have agreements between nations, you can call them what you want, but they're treaties. That's what they all are.
Yeah, and they're honest about that when they solicit business. They do call it a treaty because they know that it is a treaty. All right, we're going to be right back with Richard Proctor. Stay with us.
My phone has been ringing off the hook. Dozens and dozens of people have called me. I've gotten all these text messages. The office phone's ringing off the hook. Emails are flooding in. They're saying, can you believe it? 300 Trump ads that were going to run tens of millions of times were pulled by Google. And then it turns out it was done over the summer. Folks, I live this every day. I read the news like nobody else probably. And they have been hitting hundreds of congressional candidates and members of Congress. They've been going after governors, state reps. It's been a reign of terror. Last week, they wouldn't let Melania Trump images be sent out saying it was hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, this is beyond censorship. It's total information control. It has to all go through a filter, and that's what AI allows, is what I call information singularity. Not empowering information, but holding it all in like the One Ring of Mordor. Trump must act now or they will steal this election. Sometimes the right thing to do is the easy thing to do. It's the healthy thing to do. It's the thing that makes all of our lives better, and that's taking care of our individual health. And it's never been easier to do the right thing this Christmas season, then to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the highest quality supplements that are life-changing in what they will do for you and your family's body, your outlook on life, your focus, your health, your stamina, your libido. But then, of course, it also funds the InfoWar that is so incredibly critical. Where else can you spend your hard-earned money knowing that it's a true 360 win? Ladies and gentlemen, don't spend your money with the big box stores and the big, you know, globalist online merchants who literally are working against you and your family's future. Spend your money on high-quality products and have huge savings, and don't fight the big crowds and the traffic at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Please make the right decision. Cyber Week is here with the biggest sales of 2019. Amazing products that will change your life, guaranteed. Not only will the products make you healthier, happier, more focused, more energized, they will fund the InfoWars operation into the critical year of 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people notice I've lost weight. I have more focus. There's more of a sparkle in my eye. And it's because I've been taking the 8-pack power stack in the morning and at night. I've been taking X2 and X3. I've been taking Brain Force Plus. Quite frankly, I can't take Turbo Force. It's just too powerful. I have been taking the fish oil and the krill oil when I go to sleep at night, and it's totally energized my life. I know our products work, but I'm like everybody else. I use them, then I forget about them. Ladies and gentlemen, these products are amazing. There's huge sales, triple Patriot points, free shipping, 50-70% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Cyber Week is here. Twilight is here. The sun is setting on 2019, and we hurtle into the year 2020, only 330 days out from this incredibly historic election. And it's more important than ever to pray for President Trump and to pray for his provision and his protection. He's completely surrounded. And to pray for him to have discernment and to be bold and to take action and not listen to the advisors that tell him to hold back, and that if he goes after the deep state, that they'll remove him from office. They're trying to remove him regardless, because they know that God put him in office and that he's going to continue his work, and he's going to continue exposing them and bringing them down. But that if he doesn't execute in that office that God's given him, that the globalists could win. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time more than ever to pray for President Trump, and please pray for InfoWars, and please pray for all the children being targeted by the globalist. Thank you, and God bless you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds, it's The David Knight Show.
Uh-oh, I have committed a transgression. We are playing Joy to the World. We just had a charter school in Northern California say that Joy to the World is too religious and they're going to purge it out of the school. Said, we suggest you do something like Jingle Bells. And the lady whose daughter they said that to said, well, I think I will talk to the Pacific Justice Institute. And they said, we would like to challenge that idea in court that we can't have Joy to the World. Because, you know, the First Amendment doesn't say freedom from religion. It says the free expression of religion. And they caved on that. So we're now playing Joy to the World here on this program, too, because, you know, it's okay now. We're going to enforce the First Amendment. We're talking to Richard Proctor. And, again, you can find him at bathroomeconomics.com. He's got a couple of books on the Constitution, one for kids, a Constitution if you can keep it, another one, Saving the Constitution, line by line, explanation of what's in the Constitution. And Richard, we've had, we talked about, the two treaties that are kind of surfacing this week, the USMCA, Paris Climate Accord that Nancy Pelosi maintains that we're still in. I say we're not in it. But let's move on to the impeachment issue, because, this is bringing up something that we've seen coming, raising its head over and over again, the idea of judicial supremacy, because, you know, that is maintained by the judiciary, of course. it comes to the fore when they talk about borders and so forth. You got all these federal judges telling President Trump what he can and cannot do. Okay. But now we've got George Conway and others criticizing Barr, first of all, for the speech that he gave where he said, over the past several decades, this is what Barr said, over the past several decades, we've seen the steady encroachment on executive authority by the other branches of government. He said, this process, I think, has substantially weakened the function of the presidency to the detriment of the nation. I'm concerned that the deck has become stacked against the executive and that since the mid-1960s, there's been a steady grinding down of the executive branch's authority that accelerated after Watergate. More and more, the president's ability to act in areas in which he has discretion has been smothered by the encroachment of the other branches. I thought that was interesting because that was just before Thanksgiving. And then this last week, we saw with Jonathan Turley and his testimony, and then the reaction to Jonathan Turley's testimony by Judge Napolitano. First, Turley said, well, you know, they don't have the authority to subpoena the executive branch. And then Napolitano and the other said, no, the Congress can subpoena the executive branch, and these people have to obey the Congress in the executive branch. What's your take on this under the Constitution?
You know, they mix everything up. They mix it up fiercely. If we just read the thing, Article 1 talks about the Congress and says this is what they do. And Article 2 talks about the president and that's what they do. And Article 3 talks about the justice system and that's what they're supposed to do. And nobody's doing any of the stuff they're supposed to do. No, they can't get at the president. They can't get at Barr. They can't get at these things. It's just not appropriate that they try to constantly take. Well, the justice system, you talked about it just a minute ago, how they're trying to trip up Trump every time he tries to do something. They try to say, oh, you know, you can't do this. We say it's against the Constitution. No, it isn't. It's against your Constitution, which we don't acknowledge. They've written their own. It's just on and on and on that these people encroach on each other constantly, and it's not appropriate. Can't do it. It's not right. Although nobody cares anymore about the real document. Just for example, I talked that we're not getting enough of these books out. I think about this. If you take an eyedropper and you go out to the end of the pier and you drop a dark black ink into the pier, in the water, how much effect will that have? Not very much. But if you take a semi-truck or a big dump truck and you dump black dye into the bay, it will matter. It's time we dumped a big semi-truck into the bay so that we will know more about the Constitution itself. We've got to do that. Now, I know that's negative thought, that you're going to use black to point out the Constitution, but what we're doing is we're using black to point out what we're doing for the Constitution. We've got to inundate everybody that the Constitution is the law of the land. Let's get to know what it is.
Yeah, I was very concerned about it because when I saw Jonathan Turley, I usually agree with Jonathan Turley on things. So, you know, he's got a fairly conservative or libertarian perspective on most issues. But when it comes to judicial authority, you can always count on the lawyers and the judges and the judiciary to say, we have the final say. They gave that to themselves with a Supreme Court decision, Marbury versus Madison.
1803.
Yeah, and Thomas Jefferson responded to that, and he said they don't have the authority to do that, and if you allow that, it's going to completely destroy the Constitution, and it has.
Yes, and that was in 1820 in the letter to Barr. You know, it's interesting to me that the Marbury versus Madison case occurred during Jefferson's administration, but we don't have record of him coming out against it until 1820 in that letter to Barr.
Hmm. Yeah,
it's just an interesting thought.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, right around that time, or not too long after that, we had Andrew Jackson say to the Supreme Court, after they changed their mind, reversed their policy within 1 year, he said, well, they've issued their opinion. Let's see them enforce it. You know, one of the things that Napolitano was so upset about was the fact that you had Adam Schiff and the Judiciary Committee would issue subpoenas to people who were in the executive branch. He said, look at this. They just throw this stuff in the drawer. It's like, well, yeah, that's a good place for it.
Yeah.
Either that or you could circular file it, but they don't have to respond to it. They are not subject. So the question is, you know, we don't have a pyramid structure, right?
No, we do not. Yeah. No, we do not. We have three separate places. Actually, four separate places. The House, the Senate, the Executive, and the Judicial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even though the House and the Senate are both in Article One, they are really two separate groups, and they're supposed to act that way.
Yeah, and so I looked at this back and forth discussion, you know, because Turley makes a statement, and then you had Napolitano, and there was somebody else on his program, and they were both in agreement. No, you know, he has to do whatever the Congress says. Turley was saying, no, you know, the judiciary's got the final say, and I'm like, what is going on? We don't have a pyramid structure here, and they're arguing over which one of them is over the executive branch, and I think that Barr got it right when he said that we have seen the executive branch being smothered by the other branches.
They really have. Although the executive branch has done a good job of asserting its own self during the same period in other ways with regulations and executive orders and all kinds of stuff. But in fact,
they're all out of control. But you know, the entire federal government is out of control. But in terms of the relative power between the different branches, the other ones have asserted that they have more control.
Each one of them is trying to get the most control over us. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Each one separately is saying, we have more control over the people. We have the control. We have the control. We have the control. And none of them have the control over the people. The people have the control over them.
And that's what Jefferson said when he finally came out and talked about that. He said, well, many of you will say, well, somebody has to be the final decider of this. And he said, well, the final decider of any contentious issue is going to be the people. And that's really the issue, I think, behind this whole impeachment thing. They don't like the outcome of the election. And so you've got them asserting their power, trying to overthrow the election.
You know what? The next sentence that Jefferson wrote in that letter, I'm sure you do, the next sentence he wrote in that letter was, if the people don't know, you don't take it away from them, you educate them. You educate them so they know it. You don't take it away from them, you educate them. That's where we're falling down, as fast as and hard as we can fall. Nobody is educating anybody about the Constitution except Richard Proctor, and he's trying very hard to do that.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Again, if we don't understand that, yeah, I was just talking at the beginning of the program because we had the anniversary, 1933, yesterday, was the date that they re-legalized alcohol. And I was talking about the fact that at least they had the, even though they got the policy wrong, it didn't help anybody. It created a lot of crime. It created a lot of corruption. It didn't solve any alcoholism. And of course, the same thing has happened with our drug prohibition, but at least they had the respect for the Constitution to do it legally by having the 18th Amendment and then later the 21st Amendment to re-legalize alcohol.
Yeah.
But we don't have that kind of respect for the Constitution anymore.
And I say all the time,
you know, look at this. The 9th and 10th Amendment, make it clear that we don't have any authority for a war on drugs. And then if you don't understand that, then explain why we needed to have the 18th and the 21st Amendment. We'll be right back with Richard Proctor. Stay with us.
Oh.
Andy in Florida. Thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. We love you. Before I go ahead and talk about the topic on hand, I got to talk about one of your products. A little bit about me. I'm 245 pounds. I work about 10 to 13 hours a day at UPS. And make a long story short, I used to have a problem with Adderall. I do have ADHD, but, you know, I was taking Adderall for its energy boosting properties. You know, I kind of got a little out of hand. And, you know, I listen to you religiously in my truck every day. So I tried your TurboForce, and really, it's a cliche. This product changed my life, but TurboForce really changed my life. Needless to say, I no longer take Adderall, and I get by literally the 13 hours a day I work on a half of a packet of your TurboForce. And if you take a half a packet, that's literally a dollar a day, and you save so much money versus, you know, a Monster, which is, what, $4.99. And, I just had to call in and tell you guys how great TurboForce is. And if anybody's on the fence, they really have to try it.
We're really proud of TurboForce, so thank you, sir. Commit to buy a lot of your products at InfoWarsStore.com, then help us spread the word, and let's just get busy at InfoWarsStore.com. You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself, my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Driving into the operations center this morning, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I need to reach directly out of the audience and just spell out the facts. When you spend your money at places like Dick's Sporting Goods, you're financing a group that gives huge amounts of money to gun control, disarming you and your family. And then when you go down the list and look at these companies like Walmart, did you know they're doing the same thing now? Did you know that almost every big box store, including Target, they're the worst, are actually funding the transgender movement targeting children? Do you know what Jeff Bezos and Amazon's up to? Ladies and gentlemen, it'll make your head spin. Why in the hell are we supporting these people? Why are you going to buy your Christmas presents for your family from these institutions that hate America and hate your guts? Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and get great products. And then rest assured, you're funding the resistance. You're funding the voice of liberty in the face of tyranny. Please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Cyber Week is here with the biggest sales of 2019. No sales in our history can even approach this. Triple Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, 50 to 70% off. And when you add auto ship to it on the order, a lot of these products become loss leaders, meaning I'm losing money on them, but bringing in capital so I can fund ourselves into next year. It is critical for folks to take advantage of these sales. If you've ever been on the fence trying some of the products like the protein bars or Turbo Force and the fish oil, now is the time. We've got huge specials on DNA Force Plus, our flagship product, with a free bottle of Brain Force Plus with it. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com during Cyber Week. Now, a lot of these sales will continue through Christmas, but some of them have to end because the products are selling out. InfoWarsStore.com funds the InfoWar. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Richard Proctor. It's looking like this might happen pretty quickly in terms of articles of impeachment. The Democrats are moving down that path, promising to do it very quickly. And so we're going to talk to Richard Proctor and find out what impeachment is supposed to look like under the Constitution. What can you expect to happen next? And it'll be kind of interesting to compare what should happen to what's actually going to happen as we see this unfold over the next week. And of course, I'm going to be gone on vacation this next week. We've got some great substitute hosts that are lined up. Before I leave, I just want to plead with you one more time to take a look at the specials that we've got at InfoWarsStore.com, part of our Cyber Week specials. You know, this is the week that everybody is shopping online with the big Silicon Six, the people who have done everything to shut down your freedom of speech and everything else, your other choices in your life. Wouldn't you like to patronize an organization that is fighting for your freedoms instead of against your freedoms? We got some great specials too, folks. We've got DNA Force Plus. It's about to sell out at $99.95. We have Survival Shield X2 and X3 Nascent Iodine, 50% off, and you get a free bottle of Brain Force. We also have Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, 67% off. It's flu season coming up during the winter. We've got Winter Sun, Vitamin D. That is far more effective. Many people have pointed this out, far more effective at protecting you against flu than a flu shot. And Knockout. You want to get a gift for somebody in your family that's having difficulty to sleep? You know, you don't have to be old to have difficulty sleeping. Everybody pretty much is disrupting their natural circadian rhythm with the blue light from your phones and your computers. It makes it hard for everybody, regardless of your age. You know, you typically see this decline over your lifespan because your melatonin production declines. There is some melatonin in Knockout, but there's many other safe, effective, natural ingredients there that are going to give you a great night's sleep. So regardless of age, if you want somebody in your family to have a wonderful night's sleep with visions of sugar plums dancing in their head, make sure you get a bottle of Knockout for 50% off. We have many other products that are available, and again, up to 75% off, free shipping, and triple Patriot points. We've never offered triple Patriot points in the past, and of course that gives you discounts on future purchases. That'll give you up to 15% off of future purchases. And we've added one more thing. For a limited time, you can get 5 free stickers with every order. If it's a order of a larger size, you get 10 free stickers. So all of that, free stickers, free shipping, triple Patriot points, and up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go back to Richard. Richard, let's talk a little bit. Tell the audience, let's assume that this is going to go through because the Democrats say it's going to go through. They've got the majority, so they're going to do impeachment. What should that look like under the Constitution so we'll know when they do something else?
let's go back to the first we go to the Fourth Amendment, where it says the right of the people to be secure in their persons. How do you be secure in your persons? Remember, these things are controlling the federal government. So how can you be secure in your persons from the federal government viewpoint? And then you look at Amendment 7, the Seventh Amendment, where it talks about suits of common law and jury trials. A basic factor here to be secure in your person is that you know that the judgments, the witnesses, the facts will be presented truthfully. You know that. That's what it means to be secure in your persons. That's also what it means in the preamble when it says domestic tranquility and blessings of liberty. Those are things that the Constitution is controlling the federal government. This Constitution controls the federal government. That's what it's always talking about. So what we should really see in this particular impeachment process is honest witnesses, people who are really honest with what they're saying, and they have good character and can be relied upon.
And people who actually witnessed something.
Yes, actually did. Jurisdiction
instead of hearsay.
Jurisdiction, one of the factors of jurisdiction in courts is that you have a credible eyewitness. That's one of the factors in courts. Credible eyewitness. Okay? That's a part of the jurisdiction of courts. So if you have credible eyewitnesses, they're honest in their dealings, that is what we mean by domestic tranquility and blessings of liberty, what's in the preamble, and that's what we mean by secure in your persons. This kind of a trial is a kangaroo trial. They're just trying, and they've been trying for 3 years to destroy Trump, and they have never been able to do anything. Now they're trying to do it officially through an impeachment process where they're what you might call biased. It's a completely biased thing. And if you go into judges and the judge's requirement in law, if the judges are biased, This is what Jefferson said. If the judges are biased, then the jury has the responsibility to look at the facts of the case and the facts of law.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you started talking about the Fourth Amendment, Richard, I thought you were going to talk about the fact that Adam Schiff doxed a bunch of administration officials, journalists, and other people. He got their phone numbers, published this stuff. I mean, these people are not only doing things in secret, but they are also saying, you're not going to be allowed to call witnesses in your defense. I mean, they're hiding exculpatory evidence, evidence that would show that President Trump is innocent. And they're shutting down an investigation. They're shutting down the ability to question people. And this is just like the first attempt at President Trump, where they began this all in a star chamber type process with the FISA court, meeting, you know, one judge. It's not a court. It's one judge that's part of the administration, giving them a go-ahead to do whatever they want, you know, rubber stamping it.
Yes. Now, see, you're just talking about compulsory. That's Amendment 6. It says compulsory, the right to have compulsory process of obtaining witnesses in his favor. Compulsory witnesses in his favor. Not denying it. That's Article 6. I mean, Amendment 6. I mean, the Constitution is very clear that all of these things are supposed to be done above board, righteous, competent witnesses. All of this is important. And if you're going to throw it all out, you might as well live in communism. You might as well.
And it was so disgusting to see Nancy Pelosi saying, "Yeah, well, I believe in the Constitution." They've shut down every aspect of the Constitution, the basic fairness that's there. Look, the people who wrote the Constitution put those things, the Fourth, Sixth, and Seventh Amendment, they put all that stuff in there because they'd lived under a star chamber system like that, and they wanted to make sure that didn't happen again. That's exactly what Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi have brought back. But let's talk about how the trial would be handled. I mean, what is the involvement in the Senate? I mean, they're going to have some prosecutors from Democrats go in there and try to argue their case. How is the Supreme Court justice involved in that?
Well, let's just look what happened in the confirmation of this last Supreme Court guy. Oh, I wish I could remember his name every time I want to, like you can. But anyway,
Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh. Mm-hmm. Right. When he went into it, look.
You need some brain force, Richard.
You know, when you get to be 90 like I am, or at least 29, when you get to be 29, you're like I am, you know, you kind of forget things. But anyway, yes, I need some. what fun. Anyway, you know, Kavanaugh, what did the Democrats do in that trial? And that's what it was, by the way. It wasn't a confirmation hearing. It was a trial. All the lies and all the uncredible witnesses. And that will happen in the Senate again when the time goes. But that's not how it's supposed to happen. What it's supposed to be, it's not supposed to be party lines. It's supposed to be nonpartisan. Let's look at the truth before we judge somebody. But that's not how it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. The Kavanaugh hearing is exactly what we're going to hear if that ever gets to the Senate. And then all the bad stuff will be broadcast hither and yon by the media. Everything that's lies will be broadcast by the media. The Fourth government of organization, and they're not supposed to be. They're supposed to be honest, unbiased folks, but they're not.
You know, I guess the only silver lining is that they won't be passing any laws to steal things from us in the meantime.
Yeah,
just be putting on their show, their partisan show.
You know, I really feel it a privilege to be a partner with you guys in teaching the Constitution to these people. I mean, it's a privilege. We got to get the word out to the folks.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got a vast audience. They need to all understand exactly what's going on. The Constitution is very clear, but people don't read it. They don't see these things, the little small things like domestic tranquility. What does that mean, domestic tranquility? What does it mean, blessings of liberty? What does that mean? People don't think about those things.
That's right. If you actually get into the details of it, it is incredibly rich. And that's what I like about the fact that, again, you know, Richard's books at Bathroom Economics, you get into Saving the Constitution, you talk about what these phrases mean and what the debates were about. And that's really what opens this up and sheds a light on what they truly mean.
Yeah.
You can go back and you can see what these people said. They set up a very good record of what they wanted. And I think it's going to be very educational to see how far afield they have gone as they go through this impeachment process. Thank you so much, Richard Proctor. And thank you, folks, for listening. And again, I'll be on vacation next week, but we got some great hosts that'll be here.